It's like Friday here at the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsandD.com studios, which I think are much cooler than Roger Goodell's basement. I saw it this morning.
He's getting ragged on hard online for his stupid basement.
It looks so stiff.
Doesn't it look phony, too?
Yeah, it looks fake. It looks like a set.
Yeah, they just brought in all that stuff for the draft.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to mention Mesa. For those of you looking for some curbside food or some Uber Eats or some DoorDash or what's the other one we do?
Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub?
Grubhub, yeah. You can do all that with Mesa. There's Tiger King trivia tonight if you're with us live on Facebook.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you can go to the website, too. It'd be nice of you to like Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. And check out the trivia tonight. And, of course, I got some great quesadillas today.
I know.
Some fajitas for tonight.
I know. I'm starving, and I went upstairs, and you and Tess are just chowing down. I was a little jealous.
There are more quesadillas.
What?
Yeah. I just got a ton of them.
Oh, okay. I don't want them now, but...
Let's see. Facebook Live is brought to you by GrowGreen. Where they buy in bulk and pass savings on to you, the growers. Don't waste your time calling every store in the state looking for soil. GrowGreen is totally stocked. Not to be confused with stoked. You're stoked because they're stocked. With every major brand of growing medium, including ProMix, Dairy Dew, Roots Organics, Mother Earth, and Fox Farm. They also have everything for your lawn and garden, including Dairy Dew Seed Starter, Veggie Dew 301, and Safe Green Lawn, the best all-organic, pet-friendly lawn fertilizer on the market. Shop in-store, by phone, or online at growgreenmi.com. Deliveries and curbside pickup available. Let's see. We were just talking about the Beastie Boys documentary, which is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of odd, though. It's them watching videos talking about themselves. So it's not a true documentary, from what I understand.
Yeah. Well, I'd still want to see it, but it's on Apple.
Sounds like DVD commentary.
It sounds like Beavis and Butthead a little bit.
Yeah. Fine. Never mind. It's going to suck.
I want to see it. It's on.
Bum me out.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
It's on Apple Plus, though. Why is it on Apple Plus?
Because they paid the most money for it.
I don't want people to see it.
No, I wonder what. I'd like to see the subscription numbers between Apple TV Plus and NBC, whatever the hell that's called.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't it Peacock or something?
Yeah, stupid name.
Whoa. Is this on TV?
Of course, there's always the Beatles' Saturday noon airing of Yellow Submarine.
Oh.
With a sing-along, apparently.
Oh, Paul Ringo. Are you going to sing along?
Absolutely.
Boring.
Sounds like a great one.
You're going to have the lyrics at the bottom of the screen.
Where's that at?
So bored.
It's on the Beatles' YouTube page.
Are we getting to the point where people are just starved for any content?
Pretty much.
They've got cabin fever.
I've seen Yellow Submarine a couple times, but I actually thought, I might want to watch Yellow Submarine. I mean, it's not just available any old time, so I'll do it.
I'm so bored.
All right. Get Back, by the way, coming out, which is Let It Be 2, really. It's the original Let It Be movie.
I'm so bored.
Peter Jackson took the 54 unviewed hours and has made a new documentary.
Oh, my God. How long is that one?
Oh, it's like an hour and a half, I think.
If you can't get
I never knew you were such a Beatles fan.
If you can't get a good hour and a half out of 54 hours.
I know.
Holy cow.
So, let's see. What is there anything else this weekend?
Yeah, there is. Did you see what Post Malone's doing? I can't find my story. Do you see Post Malone's having here it is, a Nirvana tribute live stream concert?
Okay.
It's going to raise $5 million for Corona relief.
Where's all the Corona relief money go, by the way?
No one knows. It's untraceable.
I mean, isn't the government doing relief? So is this relief that the government refuses to do?
It's going to the World Health Organization.
Which,
do you know
I'm not watching that!
You know, the U.S. funds them the most.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pretend this is real because if it's not, it just ruins the point. Do you know who contributes the second most to it?
I give up.
Melinda and Bill Gates.
Oh, I believe it.
More than other countries. That's insane.
They just bought a $43 million pad, by the way. So I don't want them to
She bought it.
Yeah, she bought it. It's not his name isn't even on it. I don't want them telling me to stay at home while they're in their $43 million pad or their $140 million pad in Washington.
It's probably, what, 20,000 square feet? It's guys, at least.
Wait, who'd they buy it from? They bought it from somebody famous.
I don't know. I didn't even hear this story.
Wait a second. Let me see.
Post Malone's going to broadcast live from his home on his official YouTube channel. The press release says he's going to perform a set of Nirvana's hits and fan favorites. I actually might check. I like Post Malone. I like him more than I probably like his music, but.
You know, he can play instruments. He writes tunes. Mm-hmm. But the face tattoo, I don't get it. But then again, you know, a few years ago, people said that about all tattoos probably. So
seems like a nice guy. And yeah, he can perform. He can play.
And then there's, this might not be for a while. On May 9th, the charity event is Feeding America, the comedy live stream. Did you see he was doing a set for it?
Dinner is served.
I don't know who.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Really?
Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Tiffany Haddish, Howie Mandel. As you read the names, it gets weaker and weaker.
Oh.
Billy Crystal, Kevin Hart, Mark Maron, Marlon Wayans, Margaret Cho, Tim Meadows, John Lovitz.
Margaret Cho? Are people still going, oh my God, is Margaret Cho on?
Somebody is. Margaret Cho is.
I guess people did like her for 5 minutes, didn't they?
I suppose.
Or is there just certain people that like her? I don't know. Maybe she's huge right now and I just don't know it.
Well, judging by the lineup, they needed more than one woman. So they just thought someone just went, Margaret Cho's probably available, right? Is that going to be weird with no.
Why don't they go back for Ellen Boozler while they're at it?
So this is going to be a stand-up event with
Elaine Boozler. The best part is you got her name wrong. That's the best part. But you could not have picked a better 80s female comic for that joke.
When her wrong name came to my head, I was so proud of myself. I can't even express how happy I was.
Sorry, Brandon. Go ahead.
Are you saying that they're going to be doing stand-up routines with absolutely no laughing?
That's the way it looks. It's a stand-up show.
I mean, I know that a lot of late-night shows have picked up on that because they have to, but I haven't seen a straight-up comedy set, you know, stand-up routine with no laughter.
It's weird. It's weird watching the late-night shows. Mar does it the best by adding canned laughter, which I usually typically hate for a sitcom.
Yeah.
But it works. Because
it's a joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does work. Melinda Gates bought the home owned by the former wife of Texas billionaire T. Boone Pickens.
Oh, right, because he just kicked the bucket.
So you know that's got to be just a hellacious crib.
Wow.
And she was probably looking to dump it. She probably could have gotten 60 and she's just, 43, fine. Thanks, Melinda. So let's see. What else going on this weekend? You see anybody... See the or bother with the Jersey for Jersey benefit?
No, what's that?
That was last night, Thursday night or Wednesday night.
Jersey for Jersey.
Yeah, Bon Jovi played. Bruce played.
Did Bon Jovi do his new song that we wrote?
Yes, he did.
Great. Cool. Did everyone go nuts for it, or did they all look around and go, "What is this stupid song?"
I think people went, "What? I don't even know what the song is."
Jersey for Jersey. Okay, great. Fun.
So yeah. By the way, I watched two more editions of
Too Hot to Handle.
No,
oh.
The wrestling thing, horrors of wrestling, or whatever it is on Vice.
Yeah. The Ring, Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, I watched the Jimmy Snuka episode.
Yeah, he's a murderer, straight up.
Yeah, and I watched the was it Vince somebody?
Vincent Russo.
No. God, Brandon, when it comes to porn and wrestling, you are just all over it.
They go hand in hand.
Male porn stars and male wrestlers. It's amazing.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Do you know who Jeff Stryker is?
Jeff Stryker?
You ever heard that name in the world of porn?
Isn't Jeff Stryker the name of Dave Kirkus's first quarterback at Emily City High School?
Okay, never mind. No, I watched that circus, what's it called? Circus of Books documentary on the old Jewish couple that raised a family while owning a gay porn shop.
And their kid turned out to be gay.
The kid turned out to be gay, which is interesting.
And they put him in the porn, didn't they?
They should have. I don't know why. They two birds, one bone. They started making their own movies, and they acted like Jeff Stryker was this biggest porn star, gay porn star. And I just, in my head, was like, I wonder if Brandon's ever heard of him so I could bust him. But you didn't.
Never heard of him, ever once.
All right. Congratulations.
But I did. But I did Google him, and if you want to look him up, it's a Y, not an I, in Stryker.
Okay, great. Death Wish Coffee. We're getting people are ordering Death Wish Coffee, which is so cool because they're a new advertiser. It's
delicious.
Hope they'll be back next month. You can get it at Meijer, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strong coffee. It's kind of a shock coffee. It's like the Howard Stern of coffee. They seek to shock you into action. It's a serious brew. It'll punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. Cold brew fans, they pack 300 milligrams of caffeine if you're up for it. You can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores. Shock Coffee from Death Wish Coffee. If you prefer to shop online, which seems like so many people do now, head over to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew for access to all of the coffee products, including the killer merch. Oh, yeah, and while you're there, use promo code DREW15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish Coffee, high-octane fuel for the human machine. And that is deathwishcoffee.com/Drew, promo code DREW15. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there. And there was another protest today. Did you see them protesting outside of Gretchen Whitmer's?
I did not, no.
House?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they were singing a parody of YMCA. Instead of YMCA, it was MAGA.
Oh. That's true. Okay.
And they were,
good one.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was really wacky.
Were they socially distancing?
Yeah, they appeared to be.
Were they wearing masks?
Some were, yeah. I think most of them were.
Were they wearing gloves?
No, I didn't see any gloves. I didn't really look. But they were just getting lambasted. People were either like raving about them or lambasting them on
the only way it goes now.
I know.
So you're either with them or against them.
And they had some really emotional people following them.
Did you see what Cuomo said about the protesters in the state of New York? Because they, you know, it's everywhere now.
What did he say?
He told them, he goes, hey, they're hiring at the grocery stores and at the hospital. Why don't you go get a job? If you want to go back to work so bad.
You know.
So I was like, wow, it's kind of ballsy.
I have to tell you.
But he's not going to win those people over anyway.
There's a number of restaurants, you know, from our little community who are looking for people, too. And I think there was a bakery that was complaining they can't find anyone because.
Nice attitude.
The unemployment money is better and safer. You can sit at home. You don't have to worry about wearing a mask or getting a virus.
That was the mistake in extending the unemployment with the PPP is that they're in conflict with each other.
So,
buzzkill!
But it sure seems to me that right now, I don't know. I just don't know when much is going to return to normal. It seems like it's going to be a very slow process. And 80%, there was a poll today, 80% want to stay at home or favor stay at home.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that high.
And I was too. I was really surprised. 19% are more worried about the economy, and I guess they want to either get back to work or have some sort of relaxation. Whitmer's approval rating, this is Channel 4 last night, 63%.
Wow, okay.
Trump, 47%.
Surprise. Yeah.
And I could complain about many things, but I think my biggest, if I have a complaint, it's a typical complaint. It's not like a new complaint about Gretchen Whitmer and about Trump for that matter, too, is just that she's not cutting the budget to fill this giant new hole they have. She acts like she is. Oh, it hurts me so much to furlough these people for 10 days. And yet she takes a $5 million little chunk out of a $3 billion, $3.5 billion, $2 billion, something billion-dollar deficit already.
She's going to have to. So maybe she's just not looking that far forward, I guess.
I guess I just feel like that should be more a part of. And then on the other side, on the federal side, I was reading about this luxury hotel chain that got $59 million
really?
In the small business thing. Yeah, they have 700 employees or 7,000 employees.
Yeah.
But they split it into six different subsidiaries and they got $10 million a pop. You fucking believe that?
Yeah. That was the loophole in that small business thing is it's 500 employees at every location, which is why Shake Shack was allowed to get it or Potbelly's, which is just ludicrous. Although, you know, a lot of attention's being paid to that. Like, I think it was $258 million
mm-hmm.
out of $350 billion. I'm not saying it's right, but there are a lot of small businesses that are getting their money. There's still too many that are not getting the money they need.
Well,
so I don't want people to label it as a complete failure or anything.
It's interesting because
we just business shame those companies.
I talked to Matt for about 45 minutes this morning. Phil Jackson.
Oh, wow. He would have been happy.
About applying for this money for
45
Mesa,
minutes.
This loan that could potentially be forgiven. And, you know, there's a lot of accounting issues and, you know, you have to spend it in a certain amount of time, which is it's like, why do we have to spend it in a certain amount of time? I mean, we're just trying to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're all worried about little details, and at the end, I was thinking, really, we're worried about all this little piddly, plinky shit, and luxury hotel group,
sure,
who couldn't make their debt payment while their CEO got a $2 million bonus. I guess this is a couple months ago. They've laid off 95% of their staff, and they got $59 million. Well, and we're worried about them looking at our little, you know, odds and ends.
They probably know somebody at a bank.
So there.
Get that loan application through.
Stupid government!
This story, I don't know why this made me laugh. Why would this make me happy that Cuomo's kid has COVID-19?
Oh, Chris Cuomo's kid, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So apparently, when he went outside to fight the guy on his bicycle...
He gave it to his kid. It's probably that one kid that everyone was mad at in the video because he wasn't wearing a mask!
Well, but the bike rider... Rightfully, he tried to spare Cuomo from giving it to his kid, but Cuomo wanted to fight him, so he ended up giving it to his kid.
That guy's a hero. And by the way, Cuomo was out jogging already.
I'm glad he's working out.
And he's bought some new gym equipment for home to work out back in the basement.
Oh, God.
Why is that a story? Meanwhile, his son's going to die from COVID-19. He's out buying gym equipment so he looks buff.
21% of New Yorkers tested positive for antibodies. I think you said the number was lower.
But I thought I heard 18, but if it's 21, that's even better.
Yeah, that was in the Daily Mail.
Of course, tomorrow we'll find out that those tests are faulty.
I know. I don't know. I swear I don't know what to believe. I am intrigued by... Yeah, I mean, this is a random sample of 1,500 people. I mean, there's so many people test. How do we ever get a handle on this? It just seems very difficult. And then also the idea that we can actually track the spread of this now seems just insane. Yeah. There's so many people who have it that we didn't know about, and they're not symptomatic. So...
You know who I was envious of is, do you see this couple? They were on their boat for like 3 months.
Oh, they missed the whole thing?
Well, until they tried to bring their boat. Here's the story. Until they tried to bring their dumb boat home.
And are you saying that they emerged in a brand new world?
I guess.
Like Chris Cuomo from his basement?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so cool when the basement gave birth to him after he fought off COVID-19. Although
Jared Leto. Sure. He came out. Oh man, I was out in the desert meditating for the last 18 days, and I came back, and it's just a brand new world.
I was off the grid, man. The two annoying things about this story is, A, they're that one of those really cool young couples that's just got rid of everything and were sailing around the world, which is, I don't know why, I just find it annoying.
I'm sure they worked really hard to be able to do this.
And there's another part of the story that drives me nuts, which I hope you get to.
The couple lived in Manchester to travel across the Atlantic Ocean from the Canary Islands to the Caribbean last month when, unbeknownst to them, a new and deadly virus was spreading across the world. After 25 days at sea and with little communication with the outside world, they planned to dock on a small island in mid-March. But upon getting phone signals while still offshore, they discovered the island's borders were closed, found out the world had been suffering from a global pandemic they'd heard nothing about. In February, we'd heard there was a virus in China, but limited information we had, we figured by the time we got to the Caribbean in 25 days, it'd be all over. When we arrived, we realized it wasn't over, and the whole world had been infected. We told our shore contacts we didn't want to hear any bad news, which was a difficult job.
That's the part that annoyed me, so that they could not handle any bad news being out in the middle of the ocean.
You don't want to ruin your vacation.
Back on the boat,
what if somebody died and they needed to get back?
Back on the boat, the couple diverted their travel to Grenada and finally hit an area out at sea where their 4G was good enough to find out what was happening.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Luckily, the couple have been tracking their boat via a... Oh, wait.
Full speed ahead.
A friend of ours was already in St. Vincent, which is where we're aiming to head. We managed to get in contact with her 10 hours before we're due to dock. Luckily, the couple have been tracking their boat via GPS signal. They were able to prove their travel history, which showed they had not only been... had not been to Italy in months, but they'd also been in isolation for 25 years.
How was your vacation?
They were able to dock there. Good for them. They found it difficult to hear how the pandemic has affected their families.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want any bad news when they're on their stupid vacation. I don't know why that bothers me. It's just,
hey,
I've gone
on vacation in the past where I completely turned the phone off for a week. It's kind of fun because you're off the grid. You're not looking at social media. You're not checking your messages or your emails.
You don't have to do that anyway.
His family is safe at home.
Yeah.
They've been in lockdown for 6 weeks, but people we've known for years have died.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad they had fun on their little boat trip.
Yeah. And the people that died were probably mostly 100 years old.
Larry wants to know if he had a captain's hat on. I guarantee you, that guy's not sailing around the world without a captain's hat.
No, Larry.
There's one somewhere in that boat.
Actually, if anything started the idea to sail around the world, he probably saw a captain's hat in a store.
It's the captain!
Oh, I knew I saw Patty P's little picture in there. Look at how, doesn't she look just so ready to just make a smart-ass comment in that little picture?
That doesn't sound like
her. Come on, Patty.
Doesn't sound like her at all.
I want to taste Patty live.
That's such a weird thing to say.
Did you hear that Pocahontas' brother died?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, it's funny when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's so bad. And I figured he's like 50 or something, just, you know, living his best life.
Yeah, but she's ancient.
Life. Yeah, she's 60, 68, 69.
I thought she was in her 70s.
She's 70, okay. Anyway, he's 86, and he's had cancer for years, and he had pneumonia in February. And he got COVID in April, and he died. He's 86. By the way, very impressive guy. He's a veteran. Oh,
really?
Yeah. No, seriously. I read about him, and I thought, wow, he sounds like a fantastic guy.
Why didn't he run for president?
Yeah.
Are you saying the wrong Warren ran for the wrong
Pocahontas? I'm so in love with my brother right now.
The wrong Pocahontas ran for president?
I think I like him a lot better than Liz Warren, but, you know.
Whatever happened to her?
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
I know she popped up to endorse Joe Biden, which was after Bernie dropped out and endorsed him, and after even Barack Obama endorsed him. There was an article
where she even said that she's willing to be Biden's VP choice.
Oh, shut up.
Anybody, hey, she's just throwing it out there. She's game if he wants to.
Anyone that says that and throws that out there automatically should be disqualified.
I agree.
And typically they are. They don't want someone that wants to be it.
Biden is ahead of Trump in Michigan 49-41, according to the latest poll.
I'm surprised it's that much.
I know he's taken a lot of shit the last month and a half. So
I know.
Biden's just kind of sitting there doing his podcast.
I guess when it boils down to it, when the economy opens back up and the election rolls around, A, who's going to go out and vote? And number two, are they going to wonder who's going to do better getting the economy going? I don't know.
I don't know. It's really strange. Even, I see so many strange things. Yesterday, let's see, there were two things I just thought were so
By the way,
dumb.
Biden has a new podcast if you want to hear some of it.
Always interested. I was reading something about AOC was saying it's the perfect time for a Green New Deal. And this is with oil. They're paying us to take oil, so it's really not the perfect time for a Green New Deal. In fact, it's the last time. This would be the worst time for the Green New Deal to be promoted, because oil is the price is negative.
Maybe you should listen to the new episode of Joe Biden's podcast, where it's all about the environment with special guest Jay Inslee.
Well, all the pollution went away. Jay Inslee? What an exciting guest. All the pollution's gone now because nobody's driving a car.
I know.
There's no planes. There's no nothing out there. So everything's good. Thunberg has shut up completely. She's not bossing anyone around anymore.
Thunberg. If there's one silver lining to COVID, it's that a lot of that noise just went bye-bye.
It did, because it doesn't.
No one gives a shit.
Because it never mattered anyway.
It really didn't. I mean, you were saying that all along. Like, if something happens to the economy, and nobody thought of a pandemic, but something that affects everybody for real and their health and their wallet. No one's going to care about all the other noise.
I'm still just amazed on a daily basis that there isn't more discussion about the pain we potentially face from an economic standpoint. So I guess everybody just knows that, and they're going, hey, you know, when things suck and I can't get a job and unemployment's, 11% or whatever, I'm not going to complain because this is what I wanted.
No, it's out there. It's just you got to be patient, I guess. I guess people are more patient.
Yeah, I guess.
I was looking at
What was it? Henry Ford let go 2,500 people?
Yeah. 2,800.
That's a hospital. 2,800. Your hospitals are busy.
Yeah.
And a lot of those elective surgeries, by the way, are going to go away, too. The elective surgeries that they're
counting on to bring their profit numbers up?
Won't they come back?
Well, no, a lot of people are going to elect not to have them because they, you know, well, I guess it depends on the kind of surgery.
I was looking at this. Oh my gosh!
Don't you pay, if you have elective surgery? Aren't you paying for that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I would assume so. Isn't that mean like a hip replacement or a knee replacement? Isn't that considered elective? Like,
I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
It's not life threatening.
Yeah, they don't put boobs in people in Henry Ford. I don't think
they should start if they want to start making money.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
I was looking, this is so nerdy, but the labor force participation rate of prime age, which is 25-54, we were talking about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You would not believe the drop, April's not out yet, but March is 82.6%. December was 82.9%.
Labor
force participation age for prime workers, 25.
Okay, so 82% are participating?
Are in the workforce, yeah.
I use many stats.
So
I was just shocked that the drop wasn't that much there. So
you tell me 18% of people 25 to 54 are not in the workforce?
Mm. You have stats that are far worse than the ones that I use.
Yeah, it's kind of like the death numbers in Michigan. In March, less people died by 2,500 than the year before.
Yeah.
That seems strange.
I mean, we'll see when April's numbers come out. But March, 82.6, it's a dip. But it's not, you know.
There's going to be some.
Sure, problem. Sure.
4.4 million, I think.
Don't worry,
added to the unemployment rolls.
Gen Z will
today.
Let us know.
Anyway, Zot dealerships are working at least. Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota can once again help you purchase a new or pre-loved vehicle. Working within the orders, everything is open. Not the showrooms. Showrooms are closed, but they are available to get you a new car. It's Zot Automotive and DealsInTheD.com. Where you can go look for cars. That's an easy place to shop. They're taking care of listeners over the phone and online, and they're doing it safely. So, as you mentioned before, with the Zot dealership parts, service, and body shops open and offering full valet pickup and delivery service, everything is available to you. It just has to be done online or on the phone. In a time that not all dealerships are open, take advantage of Zot sales and service departments, as well as free and safe pickup and delivery of vehicles from our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInTheD.com.
Denise on Facebook Live says elective equals non-emergency.
Okay.
So it'd be knees and...
Oh, okay. So
I mean, I'm just going
D-nice.
By...
D-nice.
But insurance would pay for that.
Zero D-nice?
I suppose. But I mean, how many people are losing their insurance when they lose these jobs?
It's a good question.
I mean, they're talking about a big unemployment number. If you're unemployed, you don't have health insurance.
Reed asked on Facebook Live how Jonah Stillman's handling all this. Didn't we know that? Didn't Jonah claim he had coronavirus?
No, he just wasn't worried.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, no, you're right. No, Jonah Stillman had coronavirus.
Oh, Jonah Stillman. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Jonah Falcon doesn't care if he gets it.
I got Jonah Stillman and Jonah Falcon mixed up.
One's got a huge dong, the other not so much.
That's how one's got a huge dong, and the other one we call whenever we want to make fun of someone for having a bigger dong than him.
Yeah. as if, Brandon.
If you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because, unfortunately, they know there's some guys in the front line who are going to need to get divorced, too. Sucks, but it's true. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. 248-356-ADAM. Certainly hope your relationship is succeeding and doing well, but it oftentimes is not. So
another person on Facebook Live, I can't find it. I think it's Ryan. Thank you very much, Ryan. Wanted to know when you're going to be on Maz's show. Remember he invited you? Did he ever formally?
No, I actually called him, and I said, Maz, when is this? Well, I got a topic that...
He's blowing you off.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he thinks of the topic until the day of the show.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any planning ahead.
He's blowing you off, man.
No,
I don't think he is.
I think he's going to call me when he has nothing else to do. And we're going to brainstorm a topic like an hour before the show. That's my guess.
He did have the Tampa Bay Buccaneer beat writer on, so.
Oh, he did today?
That's bullshit.
He had Lindsey Hunter on.
Well, that's breaking news.
Boy, Brandon would like to talk to Lindsey Hunter again, right?
I haven't talked to Lindsey in a long time. But yes, he and I, we should have a conversation sometime.
Tell that story of what happened with Lindsey Hunter. I love this story. I think it's just a great story.
So when Drew decided to leave 105.1, there was a new afternoon show that did not last. And when that one got blown out pretty quickly, it became the Hunter and Shore Show, where our out-of-town program director paired up with Lindsey Hunter.
You could do a podcast, a multi-episode podcast on the behind the scenes of just that show.
I'd listen to that show.
Oh my God. It's especially day two.
I mean, I listened to that podcast, not the show.
Day one was interesting.
That was after the Darian Sharp show, right?
Yes.
Day two was very crazy. And then intermittently over the next few weeks, it was a hell of a roller coaster for everybody involved. And some then one said, day we're prepping for the show. And hey, where's Lindsay? And then breaking news on Twitter. Lindsay Hunter accepts a coaching position.
No one ever heard from him since.
What?
No,
not a call in, not a text like, hey, I'm not coming in today.
He ghosted.
You think Maz asked him about it? Should we listen to the rap with Maz?
No way Maz asked him about it, but he ghosted the whole station. Didn't he call in sick like the week before? I know, actually, yeah, I think he had a relative that was ill, and that was legit, so he was out of town. But then he called in sick for a few more days, probably while he was interviewing.
I don't blame him. He was sold a raw deal.
He was.
Was he tending to this ill relative? Is he a doctor or have some kind of nursing?
I don't want to speak
background.
Speak out of turn, but I think it was his dad, so I think he was there.
Okay.
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon.
Did he actually pass? Did he lose his father?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could look it up.
I can't recall either.
Lindsay was a great guy too.
Everyone liked Lindsay. I just thought maybe there was some. I know, but if he ghosted, I'm not saying anything in regards to his father or how much he should or shouldn't be with his father. I just think if he did ghost, I perfectly understand.
I remember Lindsay confiding in me one day in the hallway, and after he told me everything, in my head, I'm going, "God, I used to watch him play basketball. This is really weird. Like, what do I know?" But that goes to the whole fact that he was sold a major bill of goods.
How's his job?
He was.
How's his new job doing, by the way?
I don't know.
I'll
have to listen to the rap with Maz. No, wasn't Buffalo basketball pretty good for a while?
Should we call Maz and check up on my status as a guest? Because he invited me on the show. That was over a week ago.
I know.
There's been no, you don't just invite someone on a show and ghost them.
Maybe that's the genius behind what Tom's doing.
The Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, will be open if we do call Tom Maz away. David Hall and Hall Financial care about the community. Let's ask the people on Facebook Live. Should we call Maz about these topics?
Lindsay's the head coach now at Mississippi Valley State. So I guess Buffalo went well. I didn't know he's the head coach.
That doesn't mean that it's a better job than 105.1.
I would safely bet that it is.
Hall Financial is working at home round the clock to help people save money by refinancing. And it's a great time to save money. It's a great time to look at your options. It's a great time. You know, if you're worried about cash flow, you might want to take cash out of your house. In the short term, you know, figure you'll be back on your feet or fully on your feet eventually if you're taking a pay cut or something like that or some furlough days. Anyway, to converse with them doesn't cost you a thing because they'll tell you if there's something to do that can help or something that if they can't do anything, they'll tell you that too. But they can shop around for rates. And if you're paying anywhere near 4%, you're crazy because they can save you money. Refi with Hall Financial. The service is the fastest in the business. They've got 1,500 five-star reviews. Go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. You can go to our webpage, Drew and Mike Show. Click on the logo or call 248-308-5000. For Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention, equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. Do we have a boner line today?
No.
What?
There's another show that took a lot of time today.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
What show that was?
It's crazy. Did you know that Tom?
Hey, you reached Tom back.
What?
Sorry.
Did you know Tom
called back?
Did you know he had a big parade the other day?
Who did?
Maz. Yeah, he
Oh, for his daughter. Yeah, they got, it was great. They got all the police, I guess, in the area to drive by the house because they've got nothing better to do. And it's a great use of
public resources.
Absolutely.
What if they send a bill in 2 weeks for that time?
It only cost the city, I guess, like $4,000.
But Maddie,
what I understand,
happy. That's all that matters.
No, Maddie had a great birthday, and they turned their lights on and everything. I mean, it was phenomenal. They had just a parade by the house.
Oh, he's good. Dad. I wouldn't do that for my kids. He's a good
dad. I tell you, it's amazing the muscles you can flex. I mean, even Maz can flex. If you actually ask for things, they'll come to you.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
I've told him I've always admired the fact that he will ask for anything from anyone.
He will.
I just don't ever want to do that. Anything from anyone.
Shit, yeah. Let me text him because I have a feeling. He could be playing. He's not playing hard to get. I mean, he doesn't do
we
that.
We call the That's home number. Shit. Shouldn't he be home?
Oh, you didn't call his cell phone?
Here he is.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Thomas doing? A.
Hey,
Mazaway.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, bud.
What's up?
How you doing, Maz?
Good. Sorry I missed your call.
Oh, it's okay.
What were you doing?
Bullshit.
I think I walked to my bedroom for a second. Now I'm back here at my computer.
Were you? What, did you walk in from the bathroom doing, you know, some private time?
Of course.
The number popped up right during climax.
Maz is taking pictures of his basement because he responded to your tweet, Drew, about Roger Goodell's basement with a photo of his own. And let me tell you, there's a lot of football helmets in that basement.
I didn't see. I love those little football helmets.
Tom, the ones are big ones. Wasn't Goodell's basement just phony and fake?
It had to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot better than that for $40 million a year.
Oh, I just meant that they brought in all the stuff to have a backdrop for him.
Maybe, but he's got to have some stuff down there.
Yeah, I suppose.
If he even likes football.
If that was Alvin Pete Rozelle's basement, it would be loaded with helmets.
Are you a Pete Rozelle fan, Maz?
No.
He's an Alvin Pete Rozelle fan.
I set you up for that because Howard Cosell used to call him Alvin Pete Rozelle.
Maz, I see you retweeted my picture of me taking a cut at Comerica Park.
I did. You look great.
Magoo actually put a beach ball coming from the mound.
Oh my God, he's good.
That's what it looked like to me at the plate. The ball looked so big, I was smashing all over the field. God.
I'm happier that he turned the photo the right way, though.
Yeah, he did turn the photo.
Did you see he put me in the backdrop watching you?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he put my face behind you.
He did.
That's funny.
Oh my God, is that funny? You got to check out Thomas. Tom Mazaway's Twitter is hilarious. Oh, my God, is that funny. Oh, and wait, is that Layla out there in the right-handed batter box?
Too. Yeah, Layla's there.
Are there any other little nuggets here or Easter eggs I can find?
No.
Wait, who's
no
coming?
Max flying with angel wings. I thought he put Max with flying angel wings, but he didn't add him.
Aww.
Where's Layla? Layla, stand up.
Who's coming down the stairs there, Mark?
I think that was just was in the photo.
Oh, maybe it was. That's crazy. Wow, that is really funny. So, Maz, how are we progressing on the show that you wanted me to be on?
Oh, we're doing good, man. I'm just waiting for the right time.
Fight! Are you just waiting for a topic?
Yeah, good topic.
Oh, okay.
Drew loves the draft. You could add him on for the draft.
I could. I might have him on tomorrow for post-draft comment.
Oh, okay. I could be in for that.
It's not happening.
Are you available?
Well,
on Friday, you don't do any recording on Friday. That might be good.
I could probably do it on Friday.
Who's scheduled for tomorrow?
Tomorrow I have, what's his name? Professor. John Clayton.
Oh, really? That's a good one.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you had a good get today, too. Who was it? Lindsey Hunter and...
I had Lindsey Hunter and who the heck else did I have?
You had the Tampa Bay beat writer.
Yeah, that was hot.
I did. Just to talk about the Buccaneers.
No, it's a great topic, too. And Gronk was...
Yeah, I thought so.
Gronk and Brady? I mean, that's pretty wild.
I know, but to think they were scheming this for years, that's what makes me laugh.
Oh, it's great. It really shows how much Gronk didn't like Belichick.
That's not it, man.
I think that's a big part of it, to say you're tiring of football.
He took a beating, Mark. He took a beating.
No, I know physically he did, but...
How good a coach is Belichick?
He clearly still wants to play, just not for Bill Belichick.
It should be fun.
But you know,
for the Lions. He didn't want to play for the Lions either.
That's such a slam. What are you going to do? I don't blame him.
I just saw two police cars on TV behind each other, and I thought, are they showing Maddie's birthday party parade on TV? Did that make Channel 4?
Hey, I made it to the St. Clair Shores Facebook page.
It did?
It did.
Wow. Did you submit it?
No, I didn't submit it.
How did you make that happen? Because, I mean, the police are busy as hell these days, and here they're able to take time out.
We got some good friends in the force. Uncle Steve hooked us up and simply asked him, you guys doing these things? He's like, we would love to do it for Maddie. So,
I'm kind of a big deal.
And, how much was Jerry almost hopped in the cars, and they came
I'm very important.
How much was the bill? Did they send you a bill for all their public time?
Not yet. I'll probably be in my tax.
Was Maddie impressed?
Oh my God, she was so surprised. She was so excited, so happy.
Did Lily think she was getting arrested when the cops pulled up?
No, that's a good point. We warned her. I say, as soon as I hear the cop cars, I still get shook up, man, every time I see a cop car.
I do, too. I don't know why. Why can't I leave that 16-year-old behind?
What are you guys doing that so bad?
I saw three state troopers on 696 the other day in a row, like separated by 2 miles.
They're probably
miles.
Going to a parade.
No, they weren't. They weren't.
The other thing we were reminiscing about was Lindsey Hunter, and we were wondering if you asked him about the time he ghosted 105.1 and never returned anyone's call when he took the Buffalo job.
I completely forgot that, but do you blame him?
No.
I was the producer of that show, and I wasn't even that mad at him.
Oh, my God, that's right. I'll never forget that, man. Holy crow.
Well, he had, we were saying that he had a sick family member. I didn't know if it was his dad or who it was. And so he had some time off, but then he just decided to take some personal time off.
And we learned on
with
Twitter.
Buffalo. Yeah, we learned on Twitter that he's not going to be doing the show anymore.
Hey, now he's the head coach of Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice's former school.
Did he just get that job?
Yeah, he did a year there. He didn't have a very good year this year.
Oh, really?
It was like 3-27.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Are they? What division are they?
They're
D1?
Yeah.
I think they're D1.
Did he claim to have a big recruiting class?
Your mom goes to college.
Not really.
No?
I did ask him if Jerry Rice helped him in the recruiting, and he says he does.
He does.
You should be utilizing him, man. You should hire Jerry Rice as an assistant coach.
Of course. How about this? Lindsey Hunter came from Jackson State, of course, home of Walter Payton.
Yeah, that's right. I know. It's funny. When the Bears drafted Walter Payton, I was like, who's this Walter Payton guy?
Yeah.
And then,
I know.
That didn't last long.
Yeah.
Same thing for a Giants when they drafted Phil Sims. I was so, what the hell is this Morehead State guy? But turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll say. Walter. I still remember returning kicks his rookie year, which he was very good
at. He did?
Yeah, he did. His rookie year.
Hey, instead of.
You remember the best, Drew? Dale Sayers.
Dale Sayers, all time kickoff return average leader. And I think he has like 8 touchdowns and some punt return touchdowns, too.
Didn't he have 6 touchdowns in one game?
He did against San Francisco his rookie year when he scored 22 touchdowns in 14 games his rookie year.
Wow.
Hey, instead of going on Tom's show, just give him permission to use the last 5 minutes.
I love it.
And
always more fun.
When Sayers scored the 22 touchdowns, he only rushed for like 850 yards. He had, I think, maybe 35 or 40 catches, but his catch average was like 16 yards a grab. He had punt return touchdowns, kickoff return touchdowns.
Dave Murphy.
It should not be bloops. That's
who was the QB, Drew? Who was the QB?
It was, was it Jack Concannon? Or was it?
Bobby Douglas.
Might have been Rudy Bukic before Bobby Douglas and Jack Concannon. Bobby
Douglas
was possibly the most inaccurate left-handed quarterback of all time. I think his completion percentage is 41.
I'm sorry, I totally passed up. I wasn't paying attention.
Mark, I wanted to ask you about Tua being a lefty. Do you think that really is a big deal, like they're saying? It's a big deal?
Well, it is. I mean, it depends. It is a big deal. They are different. I remember asking Herman Moore. see, now I'm going down. I'm falling into the trap, Drew.
Excuse me for two seconds.
I remember asking Herman about who's the big guy? Scott Mitchell was a lefty.
Yeah.
And, you know, how different that is because the ball rotation is different. It curves differently, like a ball off of a bat in baseball. And he said,
look at Steve Young.
What's that? Steve Young, yeah.
Steve Young.
He said he preferred catching footballs from a left-hander just because of the spin rotation.
Who are the big ones? Ken Stabler?
Yeah, the Snake. Steve Young.
Oh, Boomer. Boomer Esiason.
Really?
He was a lefty. Yeah, you're right. He was.
Yeah. And then wasn't the one guy who his dad groomed him?
Marinovich.
Todd Marinovich. He was a lefty. Yep.
Are you reading a list?
And he had an APW. Mark Brunell.
So, Tom, I have such PTSD from 105.1, and nothing exemplifies how stupid sports radio can be than the NFL draft, because it's pointless to talk about for 8 months.
But it's fun.
Is it, though? Is it really that much fun?
I think it is. I think it is.
What is the big question with Tua?
The big question is, A, that he can't stay healthy, and B, that he's a lefty, and he'll never learn to stay in the pocket. He's always going to run, so he's going to get hurt again.
Well, that's silly.
That's what they're saying.
Isn't that the same concerns with Kyler Murray? Thank you, Brandon. Yes, thank you. That's much better. I'd rather talk about anything other than this right now.
Sounds good, man.
So the show's going good?
I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing the best I can.
Are you still going in?
Yes, I am.
Are you further away from clearance than you have been? Because very concerned about that.
Maybe like an extra 6 inches. That's about it.
What do you measure with? Not clearance.
Good point. Good point. I have all right. my Lysol can. I got my can of Lysol with me.
What have you been watching?
That dude's dying ASAP.
Leave it to Beaver?
My TV watching has never changed.
But wait,
this quarantine to me, it hasn't really affected me.
That's not true, because you and I would talk about shows all the time, usually the HBO-type shows.
Sure.
You're not watching any of that?
I'm watching Mad Men. I'm in season 2 of Mad Men. This is the third time I'm watching it.
What? Why?
I went through, because I love it. I love
Maz loves things that are old.
I love it. I rewatched Breaking Bad again, the whole thing.
I have not watched the finale of Saul, and I saw your tweet that you were disappointed in the finale.
It's so good. You know what? I was disappointed, but it's still so good. Because next year is the finale.
Yeah,
it's the end.
I have a theory about that show, but it could be totally wrong.
What's your theory?
Well, I think that what's the girl's name? Rhea Seehorn.
Kim. Kim.
My theory all along has been that she is the Walter White of this show, where she's the one that breaks bad. She's good, and she wants to be on the straight and narrow. And you've seen, I'm only 6 episodes through this season, but you see,
she's definitely getting there.
You see, as it goes along, she's turning more bad and bad and bad. And you know, she's not in the TV show Breaking Bad, so I predict that she dies, and I predict that.
Who cares?
And I predict that Saul has a say in that he doesn't care if it happens. Yeah. Does that make sense?
I hope you're wrong. And I was thinking the same thing as far as Breaking Bad goes, that she wasn't in it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe because it really, during the whole Breaking Bad, how long does Breaking Bad take year to year?
I mean,
how long is it? A year and a half?
I have no idea.
In total time? How long does he live?
I don't know.
Not long.
No, you're right. The timeline of the show is a lot faster than the actual airing of the show.
So she might be alive still. She might have a show coming up.
Brandon is just wailing. All right, I'll stop talking.
Maz, what about, have you been watching Leave It to Beaver and Batman?
Of course. That's an always thing, Drew.
Tell me a good Leave It to Beaver plot you've seen recently. Because I, when you describe the plots, I really miss the show and I want to watch it.
Well, I watched Beaver just the other day. Was when he had his jacket. He loaned it to his friend. He loaned his friend his jacket, and then his friend wore it in the rain, and they ruined it.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
So what
then
did
they
Beaver
brought
do?
It in the house. They tried to do some things to it in the laundry, and they wound up dyeing it a different color.
This is your go-to. Every time Drew asks you about the Leave It to Beaver, you always say this episode.
That Beaver weighs almost as much as little Layla.
How about I take a picture of my DVR for you right now, Brad?
I believe you. I just think that
seasons,
episode is heavy in the rotation.
Well, wasn't
I just love it.
Maz, wasn't there another one where Wally got something on his coat or Beaver got something on it and they had to try to bleach it out?
Yeah. Okay. Wally did that. Beaver ruined Wally's dinner jacket. That
What was on it?
Oh, shit. I forgot. Paint.
Oh, my God. What a dumb show.
Paint. Wow.
What can I tell you?
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
So, Maz, who will the Lions pick? So everyone will listen to us on Friday, and they can hear whether you are right or wrong.
Go out on a limb.
They're going to be boring. No one's going to trade with them. They're going to stay at 3, and they're going to take a cooter from Ohio State.
that would be, Maz, I'm kind of thinking they're going to do the same thing because that is so boring.
That's a dumb pick. I mean, why would you? They already got rid of Slay. Why do you want to draft a guy that might become Slay? Why don't you just keep Slay?
Money.
That's what I said. And Justin Rogers, I talked to him, the Detroit News free writer, the Lions beat writer.
Yeah.
Same identical conversation with him. And I said the same thing, Brand. I'm like, you just got rid of your two best guys out there. They got rid of Diggs, and then they got rid of Slay, and now you're going to bring this Okuda in. Why? Because he didn't open his mouth and say something?
But by rights, shouldn't they draft Tua?
Yes. If you're staying at 3, Drew, I would take him.
Do people want to trade up for him? I heard he failed a couple physicals.
That might be the case, but these two guys, they have to win now. I mean,
that's why they shouldn't be doing the draft. They should bring in a guest general manager.
Correct.
A guest draft general. For the future.
They should let Twitter do it. Just put up a Twitter poll.
Lions fans would have a better draft than these guys. They won.
No, it just shows that there's a lot of luck that goes into it, too.
Look at Mel Kiper, how he's made his career. Who's he?
No, you're right.
You know, in spite of our draft, just brief draft discussion, I have to say, every time I've turned on 97.1, I did it again today. They're talking about the draft nonstop. I guess they had a good winner ratings book, too. Talking about the draft.
Well, what else could people do?
Every day. I guess nothing. I guess there's nothing else to do but talk about the NFL draft.
Nothing to do.
Well, I mean,
nothing to do.
We'll just leave it to Beaver.
There's coronavirus.
And, I know.
Yeah.
You could talk about the Red Sox getting no punishment.
That's a good point. That's a good topic.
Yeah.
You could talk about the Michigan football player that came out and recounted his dealings with Dr. Anderson. That's the saddest story.
Oh, yeah.
The
and
world.
The fact that, it affected black players more than white players because black players had to live on their scholarship meant more to them because they were from socially economically.
Seriously?
That's a story I just read that 40 black players are part of the lawsuit.
Yeah, oh, wow.
But, and their lawyer said that they were affected more because of their socioeconomic status. They could not take any risk in terms of losing their scholarship. So they had to take fingers in the ass. They had to get beat off. Whatever they had to do, they had to just take it.
I don't know how that flies.
I'm just telling you what the lawyer said.
I know. But that story of Chuck Christian,
the guy that is dying because of Dr. Anderson because he was peeing like 20 times a night. His wife was like, "You got to go to the doctor." And he's like, "I don't like doctors." And it's because of Anderson digitizing him while he was at Michigan.
Wow.
So Anderson may have killed this guy, although he's alive and he's outlived his diagnosis too. Which
why didn't
is
he go to
him.
A doctor?
Mr. Anderson.
That doesn't mean every doctor is going to do that.
I agree.
Yeah, but he's sticking with them, obviously.
That's what Michigan football did to him.
Leaders and bats, baby.
Under
profound
Bo's
effect.
Let's see. God, there was something
else. Didn't he say that he doesn't think Bo and Canham knew? Which I find utterly baffling.
That's what they say about Paterno, Mark. They say the same thing about him.
But we know Paterno knew because he did tell certain people, just not the right people.
He just doesn't give a damn.
It doesn't sound like Bo told anyone.
In America, they knew.
Yeah, unfortunately.
God, there was something I wanted to ask you about, Maz. I'm just drawing a complete blank. Is there another big sports story right now?
Well, you
not really.
Gronk,
Red Sox.
Tom Brady walking into that stranger's home.
Yeah, Brady walked into someone's house. Then he tweeted out, you know, it's a big joke.
Maz, how are things going at the house with the coronavirus and the stay at home?
You know what? It's been good, man. I got to be honest. The girls are getting along. Maddie's a little bit behind on her homework. We found out last night.
She's got too many parades to attend.
We got some emails, but she's picked it up today.
Who emailed?
From the teachers. Some of the teachers.
Oh no.
Maddie's upset. She just heard me rat her out.
Do you think she can recover? Or is she spending
she's
a lot more time?
Recovered. Yes. She is. She's up to date.
Did she get some work done today?
Yeah, she did it all today. She was up. Set an alarm, got up, and did it.
Wow, it doesn't sound like she was that far behind if she's already got it done. You sure about that? Do you want to email the teacher and make sure?
I'll double check. Maddie, are you all set now? Are you up to date?
Ashley Fletcher just commented that she's behind on her homework, too. That's funny.
Hey, you know, I know what I wanted to bring up. Because
teachers be snitching, that's what Brian wrote.
I read a story today about, they were talking about people in the draft that, you know, where are they now kind of thing. And so this is where are they now on Michael Sam.
Where is he now?
I know. I was immediately like drawn to the article.
Where's
like,
his boyfriend? Because they broke up.
I got that too.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
If you remember, Michael Sam was drafted by the Rams in the 7th round. He signed a 4-year deal for $2.65 million, which they pointed out in the story. They're like, nobody in the 7th round got a deal anything like that.
No.
Which is, why did he get that deal? I'm not confused. Because he was making out with his boyfriend?
Yeah, feeding him cake. Boy, that freaks so many people out. That was great.
They had frozen. They had frozen pictures of the ESPN screen in the story too, and there was cake all over their face, and their lips were touching. They were just so making out.
If there's one audience that doesn't want to see it, it's the audience that's watching the 7th round of the NFL draft.
Anyway, the Rams cut him. The Cowboys picked him up, and I don't know if you remember this, but the Cowboys cut him, and then he signed with the Montreal Alouettes.
Yeah, and he bailed on him.
He quit after.
He didn't even show up. Did he show?
He quit after 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And up there, they more or less said he really couldn't cut it. They said they just didn't think he was that good. He claimed that he was injured. He needed time off to recover. And they said, I don't know about that. They didn't think he'd come back. And he didn't. He never came back. And now he says, if I hadn't been drafted, I would be on an NFL roster now. Because he would have been an in-demand free agent, and he would have signed with the team needed him.
Please.
But he's a free agent now, so why doesn't he sign with somebody now?
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
I would if you were in the seventh round, wouldn't you rather sign as a free agent because you can go where you want than be drafted? I don't know.
Well, it depends if they're going to give you that kind of money. Mark,
that's true. The money he got. Yeah, you're right. Good point. Fair enough.
So he and the guy he made out with, his boyfriend, they got engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I want you two to kiss each other.
And then they broke up in June of 2015, 6 months after getting engaged. Vito is his name.
That's right. Did you hear Vito's comment when they broke up?
No. Yay. Fucking shit.
Not happy.
Vito lives in Dallas now, and they put some of his posts. He posts a lot of Speedo selfies.
Well, yeah, he was a diver, swimmer and diver, yeah. Right?
But he posts like him of himself in his Speedo making popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And he had a bunch of selfies in St. Bart's. I guess he travels the world. And they said that Michael Sam is a motivational speaker now.
Oh,
and
God.
He asks up to $50,000 a
speech. Tell people how he quits on a professional football team? Montreal Alouettes?
I don't know what to say. The comment, there were some ugly comments. I don't even want to repeat them. They were so bad. The story.
I think you will, though.
No, I don't know if I should. It made me feel sorry to be a human being, honestly.
Did he say?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that.
Did he set gay athletes in professional sports back
I think
a few
so.
Years?
Yeah. There was a lot of people. There was a lot of commentary on the making out that we just weren't ready for that.
Yeah, well,
that was our lead story at 105.
It's a big. It's a big deal, though.
The making out or the drafting?
No, the making out.
Really? Wow.
Hey,
that's a hot story.
Tom, Don Olson wants to know if you covered the WNBA draft on the Wrap with Maz because it's sports.
No, I didn't cover, but I did mention it today.
But you love the draft. You love the WNBA.
Yeah, you love the WNBA and you love drafts.
I watched the first five picks because I just wanted to see what it was like, you know, with the TV and the video conferencing and all that.
And you had to go five picks to figure that out?
I went the first five picks. I thought it was neat.
I'm so bored.
Did you have a scouting report on Kobe's daughter?
I did not. I'm sorry.
Was she a first round pick or was she a late pick or what was that?
She would have been a first round pick.
She was an honorary pick.
She's only 13.
Hmm. Oh.
She was an honorary pick along with the two other girls.
But she had to be a great player. Her number's retired, isn't it, by the league?
By what league? The WNBA?
I think so.
No, they didn't even retire. They retired it? Maybe the Mamba League.
They retired the three girls' numbers that passed away on the plane.
Wait, yeah, all three girls? Were the other two that good?
Yeah, the three 13-year-old girls that died in the plane crash have their numbers and names hanging up.
Wow.
Hanging up where? In every WNBA arena?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are joking.
I have no idea. I don't know.
No, I'm not joking.
So is the NBA going to retire every guy that was in the plane, every number they wore, the helicopter?
This is a WNBA thing, and it might not be hanging in the arena, but they just did it, like Brandon said. They just did it for an honor.
There was a big, I guess there was a kind of a dispute over whether they should hang up the pilot's license number and retire it, and I guess some people felt it was inappropriate.
In the Air and Space Museum?
That damn pilot.
he wasn't a very good pilot.
I bet you Kobe made him fly.
I think he did, too. I think Kobe pushed it. Yeah. He's like, we got to get to this game. They got to win this game.
Well, they're suing him now. They're suing the
Nice making him fly and then suing him for crashing.
Yep. I'll never know.
That's kind of a genius move in a way.
Do they really?
Although the people died.
Does Kobe's widow need them? Does she really need the money?
Maybe it's punitive. She doesn't want them to ever do that again.
Well, he can't do it again.
Well, the company.
Boy, is his wife good looking. Oh, my God.
But shouldn't she want...
Is that what you're doing before we call?
No, I wasn't, but she is good looking.
Looking at pictures of Vanessa Bryant. She's the air that he breathed.
That's right. Yeah.
I heard you laugh.
breaking news, the Ford fireworks are canceled.
What?
Yes, the Ford fireworks are now over.
Okay, now why can New York have the Macy's fireworks, but we can't have the Ford fireworks?
They'll cancel those, Mark. Don't worry.
No, Cuomo and de Blasio said no, it's going forward in some manner.
But you must stay in your houses.
Well, probably, but you know, idiots.
They could televise them. Why can't they have them here and televise them?
That's what I mean. They could.
Because people will come out, Drew. That's why they do it. Because the people in Detroit will be lining up the street.
What if so they socially distance?
Are you saying it's to save ourselves from ourselves?
Correct. Yeah.
I think that's what America needs right now, though.
What, fireworks?
Yeah, it's some unity.
America needs fireworks.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are together in a studio yet, or are you still separate?
No, Drew and I are. Everyone else is still gone. And
yeah,
Trudy's,
I thought I saw you.
Trudy's not feeling well today.
Oh, that's right. Did I even announce that Trudy's sick today? No. Oh,
yeah.
I think she did make her wheels show. Some people are saying that if you do one, you should have done the other. I don't know. I'm not really commenting on that, though. I don't want to get into it.
Who's saying that?
People on Facebook.
She's coming out of both ends. She's using the toilet and the tub. How about that?
Oh, man. It's probably that guy.
There's some audio that was sent in to defend her, and I don't know if we... I don't want to play it, though. I don't think people need to hear that.
You don't have to. I'll play it for you.
Oh, man. That's an uncalled for.
Well, that certainly makes a good case.
Wait, that was only clip one.
But some people are saying that audio was before the wheels show, and she did the wheels show.
Yeah, because she was a little bit late, but she showed up. She
Sorry
said,
again for the delay. I have diarrhea.
By the way, if anybody missed the Chet Hanks Instagram post, can you see if he has a new post today? Because I listened to it over again today, and I laughed harder than I did yesterday. He's so
deep.
He's so deep, exactly.
Very deep. Hey, he's going through some stuff.
He's pretty tatted up, and he's got a lot of piercings. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, this is breaking news. There's a new video.
Oh, is
there? He's in bed in the nude.
Oh, cool. He's allergic to shirts. I know that.
Oh, boy.
Allergic.
Okay, do we have a new post from Brandon?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have Manscaped sponsored since the boner line.
Well, he looks like he manscaped.
Brandon, again, is so overwhelmed this week, he's unable to get a boner line together.
All right, Tom, are you staying with us, or are we hanging up on him?
No, I'll say goodbye, guys.
All okay, right. Maz.
Okay.
Well, we had to go anyway, but...
Don't forget to get Drew on your show.
Yeah.
I am. Drew, you're on tomorrow. I'll text you.
Okay, let's talk in the morning for sure.
Oh, boy.
What time does the show start?
Someone's getting ghosted.
Three.
Three. Oh, three. Okay, cool.
I don't know who's going to ghost who, but someone's getting ghosted.
Well, we'll see. Okay, Maz.
See you, guys.
We'll see you, man.
See you, bud.
All right. So you're listening to the podcast, Stuck in Your House with Your Significant Other. I want you to pay close attention because Manscaped can help you out and make the most of your time together. Manscaped promotes clean hygiene when it comes to shaving your balls. It's time to quarantine Manscaped and chill. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. It's safe. You won't get those crazy nicks that you get other places. We have people who have provided evidence of that, too.
Yeah.
The perfect package. Smooth. 3.0 kit comes with a new and improved lawnmower 3.0, waterproofed cordless body trimmer, and tons of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DREW. DREW at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code Drew. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, but many are also loading up on Manscaped products. So help your relationship out during this quarantine with manscaped.com. Promo code Drew. And now, Chet Hanks, Tom Hanks' son, and his latest post.
Chet Hanks, or as I lost his name, somebody on, I actually laughed out loud. Someone on Facebook Live called him Chest Hanks.
He's got quite
I can't log in.
Why can't you log in?
Because we moved a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
We got to find a way. There's nothing more important than this post.
Too important. All right, let me try some passwords, Brandon. Hang on. Taking it over that computer.
All right.
A lot of new intricacies involved in getting this affair out on a timely and daily basis. How long have we been on Facebook today? An hour and 3 minutes? Is that a record for us?
Yeah, probably.
My. I saw Bruce Kahn was on there. I wonder how much money Bruce Kahn, he's the ultimate concert goer. I wonder how much money Bruce Kahn had out there in tickets that he didn't get refunded because they were postponed.
Oh, wow.
I'm guessing he had 50 grand in tickets out there.
Oh.
By the way, still nothing about my Tigers tickets.
Well, thankfully, the Rolling Stones have put your Rolling Stone money to good use.
Oh, yeah, they got a new track today.
Yeah. So what do you want to do, Chest Hanks, or do you want to do the Stones?
I want to do Hanks.
Okay. He should be good to go, Brandon. It's all yours again. Brandon?
Thank you.
All right. Look at him. Boy, he looks very deep in that picture.
Oh, he's always deep. Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to lie, you guys.
Cool.
Should I mention I put his track out last night, which is called Out the Head? Wait, get
yeah,
out
that's
the head.
One, that's the one we play. Well,
right, but if, in case people haven't heard it yet.
I'm not going to lie, you guys.
Okay.
I was bored before I fucking broke my leg.
Buzzkill!
But now this shit is next level.
What? I thought he was lying.
Like I'm literally bored out of my fucking mind.
Literally bored. Out of
you want to see how fucking bored I am?
I thought he wanted to get out of his mind.
I'm actually watching this shit. I'm actually watching this.
What the hell? Is that what I look like?
Yeah. Oh, I like Chet Hanks even more now. He's watching Too Hot to Handle.
What the fuck? Like, am I doing, dude? Like,
you should be on that show, Chet.
It's 7 in the morning.
He's still
haven't
nice
slept.
Attitude. He's going to take it out of his head.
Pretty much a nocturnal animal at this point. I'm not even tired. Days blurring together. It's like a mission is to get up and fucking go to the kitchen. Like,
is he pushing his voice?
Yeah.
Shit's bad, man.
Or is that vocal fry?
I'm just saying.
Oh, that was it?
That's it. I guess he's just...
Not even going to promote his new song? Yeah.
No, he's just mad at himself because he apparently has been up all night watching Too Hot to Handle, which I think is totally normal. Hmm. And nothing wrong with that at all.
Joe says that Brandon was pouting, by the way. Was Brandon pouting?
Hey. I do. I've been getting very upset at technology. This whole quarantine is just dragging my ass down. I know everybody's going through it. Everybody has it.
When was the last time you left?
Today.
Where'd you go?
I had to leave today. I'm getting frustrated with being here.
Bob Page yelled at me.
I like being in the studio. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Is it because Bob Page yelled at me and you?
No, that happens every week.
Oh, that's
multiple
right.
times. Seriously, it does. So it just, I don't know, this whole thing. And a lot of people are going through this. They're not used to doing what they want to do for work. And I'm not doing well with it. Everybody's depressed.
Yeah. Breaking news.
You want me to
Bob,
read it?
Yeah, Bob Guinea's
there's no phone
contact
number.
Information.
Yeah, just
Nora Guinea, Bob's mom, was asked for contact information by Derek Demeester, who's a listener of ours, for my son,
Derek.
Bob Guinea. He was getting the info for you. Bob now lives in Northville, and his Gmail address is, and then she gave us his
DancingBob at dancing.dance.
Should we email Bob and just ask him to come on right now?
If you want
might
me to.
Not, he might not get it right.
Why don't we schedule it?
Yeah, we should. You're right.
I'll schedule it.
Bob's an important.
Did you say we were off Facebook? It looks like we're still on Facebook. I don't even know.
Are we?
No, I don't know.
Well, I like to know. I think that's to know if you're on a camera.
We've had so many. You know what the fun part about all this technology stuff is? Is trying all this stuff and then it fails. Like today, we spent about 2 hours fixing that one computer, which I blame Maz for because it's his old computer. And it didn't work. So
we're not
like
live on
hours,
Facebook.
2 hours
can't be.
Down the drain. No, I don't think we are.
Let's see.
If the voice of our pantsless God was around.
Yeah, it's...
I miss having Zoof's voice in the air.
We were on for an hour and 5 minutes.
All right.
It's a pretty good
That's
visit.
That's good. Let's wrap
Luke Nowacki sent me a text today, or an email to tell me that he is so in love with my brother right now because he liked his analysis of the current situation.
Pretty dead on.
Yeah, and, Luke is obviously concerned about the economy, his clients, their investments. And so, nobody wants to be unsafe. In fact, I heard David Hall had a commercial today and he was thanking first responders. And then he said, let's be safe. It was a very noncommittal comment. If you say one or the other, I think you're going to find yourself, in a bad spot with some people. So
it's genuine.
Yeah. I think, it's a fact that all these people like Luke or David Hall or us, that, nobody wants anybody to come out in the bad end of this in any way, shape, or form. So, whatever being safe is to you, I hope you're doing it. But we all need to certainly be socially distancing and not taking chances. Does everyone have a mask? I mean, is getting a mask for regular people a problem?
Well, if you can't get a mask, you can just make one with a bandana.
That's true.
Or a t-shirt or a hijab. So start wearing a hijab, Drew.
But Luke and many are concerned about liquidity. Investments, especially if you're older and you don't have as much time. But a lot of people that listen to this show are at an age where You know, maybe they'll want to hang in there, or maybe they'll want to make some adjustments. Luke Nowacki, that's what he does. He's a great guy to talk to. He's got a whole team of people in that beautiful 13th floor office in Southfield. They must be good to have an office like that. That's what I always say. 248-663-4748. Call Luke Nowacki about any kind of financial services that you might need, whether it's investing, planning your financial future, insurance, wills, all those things. He can point you in the right direction if he can't do it himself. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately on other entities, general market names, product service reference here, are independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated, or email Luke Nowacki at lnowacki, L-N-O-W-A-C-K-I, at pinnaclewealthstrategies.com.
Cool.
So there.
If you wanted to make a call today, we could call the there's a Denny's in California. Where a topless woman went on a rampage and was slamming all the plates.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Is Denny's even open? They can't be open, right? Oh, no, they can do carry out.
Wait, what? Oh, carry out, yeah.
Why does a topless woman go crazy?
I don't know. That's why we would have to call. Do you want to see the video?
Yeah, I do. Not because she's topless.
Well, good, because she's probably pixelated out. It's at 11:20 in the morning, too, which... Wouldn't be that angry.
By the way, I saw a picture of somebody sent me a picture of Nora. Wait, what's Maya Hawke today?
Yeah,
and her Riley. She was half nude.
One of well, her
I sent you the pictures.
Yeah.
I was saying someone so you wouldn't be implicated, Brandon.
Oh, I don't mind. I was asked in a group text by multiple people what pictures I was talking about, and I sent them along. And she I told you she's got a few nudes out there.
I didn't know she had nudes. That boob was, it had just a real nice give to it.
Well, she's got banana boobs, or however you want to call those things.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure.
There's a subreddit for them.
I wonder about them in 20 years, but right now they look great.
Here's the topless chick breaking all the plates. And it sounds like Doyle from Sling Blade yelling at her.
Stop it! Stop it!
Drop it. She was dropping it.
Stop it.
Hey, get out of here. Get out of here. Why? Because she's going to attack you with a plate?
I couldn't make out her boobs too well.
The camera panned to the right, and all the camera when it panned to the right picked up was someone else filming it. It kind of looks like fun breaking all those plates. Get out of here. I don't think she's going to go. Hey, I told you three times.
You're doing a great job of stopping her, I got to say.
Hey, lady, the cops.
She can really hear you.
Hey!
Get out of the way.
No, no.
Get out of the way.
Hey!
Oh, here come the cops. Thank God they don't have a parade to go to.
Hey! I told you three times already.
I'm all for calling.
The law's on my side.
I'm all for calling Denny's.
This guy's place is going to be closed.
By the way, I'd like to point out the cops all have masks on, so that's nice. The guy reaching around the cops filming,
hey!
The fourth guy filming this incident, does not have a mask on.
Hey!
Where is she, though?
Yeah, let's
all right, let me find the number.
Let's call him up. There was also, Brandon sent a number today for some company.
Is it the local Detroit one that is?
Oh, yeah, that's price gouging.
Not only price gouging, but they're selling what seems to be Tiger King Walmart meat, you know, expired wormy meat.
We can call them, too. Hmm. That reminded me of something else that was on TMZ besides the topless girl throwing plates was Tekashi 6ix9ine is a deadbeat dad, and he's not doing any parenting to this child. He doesn't spend any time with the kid. You know,
well,
talk
no.
about surprising. I mean, that's a guy that has, you know, generally been is on top of things as you can be.
You saw why, though, right?
I think it's his asthma. That's going to be my guess, because that's why he had to get out of prison, because his asthma is so bad.
He said he wants...
It's contagious with children, I think.
He wants to see his daughter as soon as he can, but coronavirus... I'm not joking.
My parents got coronavirus...
I'm not joking.
That's a good one. No, I heard that he, I'm not saying this is true, but he thinks that asthma is contagious. So he doesn't want to give it to his kid.
Are you serious?
It's hereditary, but.
That's what the story said.
Well, maybe that's what he means by contagious.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Because the asthma is what got him out of prison. So he knows how serious it is. He doesn't want to give it to his
child. Enough breath. How's it going?
We need a report on this. Plate breakers boobs.
Yeah, I can't tell how big they are or shape or whatever. I mean, it's not a very good shot. Do you think they have a better video?
Well, there are only five people filming it.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure everything was okay. We heard there was a disturbance there earlier today.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything's good.
Okay. Thank you. I have one more question. Is there another video? We can't see the girl's boobs very well in the video you guys provided.
They were pixelated.
No, I can show you the boobs.
You can't. Why not?
Why? Because you looked at them. Can we see them?
No, you can't. Sorry.
Were they nice?
Can you tell us? I was not close to her. Otherwise, I'll be hitting with a plate.
Who was she? She didn't work there or anything, did she?
No. She was a girl from the street. She just came from nowhere.
Oh, she's from the streets.
Can you tell us why was she topless for the plate breaking?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. Crazy.
Can you speculate?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Did that make it a little bit better that she was topless?
No, I cannot give you any information.
Was it worse that she was topless?
Is insurance cover that when a topless chick breaks a bunch of plates?
I cannot answer any questions. Thank you for calling.
Are you guys open for curbside?
Yeah, are you open for curbside pickup?
You have to order online for curbside.
You just answered a question.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Show me that big old titties. Come on.
Why are they going to talk like this? Didn't he kind of talk like that?
Kermit the Frog here.
I don't think it's my first language. It was kind of weird. I can't tell you anything about that. Crazy, I guess.
I have a feeling if we called that guy at home and not at work, he would tell us all about them titties.
Let's call the gouging restaurant in Detroit, or the gouging grocery store.
All right, I'm still using the song.
So this grocery store, it's right next to an apartment complex where a lot of elderly live. And so,
oh, God. So they're all getting mad steak. What is it called?
Mad cow disease.
Mad steak.
Mad steak disease. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, so the elderly are really suffering with this one. When I read the story, all I could think about was Tiger King, Joe Exotic's meat truck from Walmart.
Brandon, can you resend the number? Never mind.
It's in his prep.
I know.
That you assiduously avoid.
I think I just automatically deletes.
Oh, man.
Oh, this reminds me, though. We did pick up a new sponsor today.
Oh, that's right. Did you find the number?
I'm looking for it. Brandon, we send it to me again? I think it's gone. Oh, wait, here it is. I got it.
You already said that.
I know. I got it.
And what's the name of the grocery store, Brandon?
Oh, God.
It is called, hang on.
It's Glory. Yeah. Glory Store.
Glory Hole Supermarket. Okay.
I want me some Glory Hole.
Are they shut down?
Could be.
Sometimes I want me some Glory Hole.
If you don't answer the phone, it just goes away sometimes.
Where is it located at? Do we know?
Right. It's in Detroit by Southfield Freeway.
Oh. Well, maybe. Lovely area. That's a nice place.
For me, it's a reminder. I, too, have been here 23 years. And it is a reminder. I've been here when it was Glory Hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. And so, having said that, I want me some Glory Hole.
Should we play our new advertiser?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're promoting.
I'm so glad we have somebody new on the show to help.
They're promoting a big fight, a big match that's coming to town, which we've talked to one of the fighters recently, and he's kind of ballyhooed it. But here's the new ad.
August 12th. Prepare yourself for the fight you've been waiting for. Righteous Rick is back.
Righteous Rick.
One night, one fight against his toughest opponent yet. A toilet.
Toilet.
Red Shovel Fights presents Righteous Rick versus the Kohler Kid with a 1.28 gallon flush and an elongated bowl for extra comfort. This cream-colored monster packs a hell of a punch. Will the terrifying tomato can drop the deuce? Or will he be flushed away? find out on August 12th at 7 p.m. in a Toledo Denny's parking lot. With pre-show entertainment provided by Nick Carter.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
Log the date on your calendar. You can't afford to miss the fight that will have you holding on to your pants.
No, seriously. Rick will try to pull your pants down.
It's man versus can. The load versus the commode. August 12th, Righteous Rick and a toilet.
Toilet.
Be there or be literally anywhere else.
Well, I'm psyched for that.
Oh, man, I'd watch that.
I guess the winner's taking on a mailbox? Is it true?
Bob Baffy put that together. He's done a few other things for us. It's really well done.
That was very well done. I got an email from somebody about, let's see, I get the homeopathic naturalistic beliefs, and don't fault people for that. I'm quite certain that medical beliefs have not undergone medical testing and approval. Oxygenate the blood with a body charger. This is what I guess Chris Cuomo was doing. I don't get the science of medicine by now. Clorox in bathwater has anything to do with radiation or metals. This is emailed to me.
What in the hell is this person talking about?
And it's got a picture of the Cuomo Corona Protocol Week 3. And look at the picture shows the family all together. I mean, is that an old picture, I hope?
Coronavirus!
I don't know.
The kid has coronavirus, so... Yeah. Obviously, he gave it to his kid. Nice going.
They look younger there.
COVID-19!
Yeah, you're right.
COVID-19!
Got to be an old picture.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
But I guess they were... He was taking hot baths with Clorox and mixed in the water.
Really? And burn his holes?
I don't know.
It's probably a drop of Clorox.
Yeah, it could be.
Whatever.
All right. How far in are we?
How far do you think we are?
I'm going to say like an hour and 40.
Oh, boy. I'm not going to tell you then. Only about 120.
What?
Yeah.
How did it take this long to get from 105 to 120?
We had a time vampire on.
But he moved it along, man. He chewed up time.
I suppose.
All right. Have we heard anything more about the TV reporter who filmed her husband's dick?
No. No, that's funny. It's funny you say. I was just trying to follow up on that because I saw the story sitting over there, and I couldn't find anything else on him or her.
That's disappointing.
This is so random, but there's a big story about Mickey. Well, not a big story, but a story about Mickey Mantle. Did you hear about this new book that's coming out?
No.
The first female sports columnist for a major daily newspaper. Her name's Diane Shaw. Have you ever heard of her?
Diane, return the Shaw.
She's written a book called A Farewell to Arms, Legs, and Jackstraps, a sports writer's memoir.
Is the Hemingway family suing her?
They should. So she writes that she was talking to Mickey Mantle after a game and interviewing him, and she asked Mickey how long he had been
married.
Thanks
for so promptly getting us this information, by the way.
I know. Well,
take your time. Take your time with your story.
The world needs this right now, right? Okay. In the middle of coronavirus.
All right.
Well, she's hanging up her sports writing pads. So now she's gonna...
Wait, she's been writing sports since Mickey Mantle was playing?
I guess.
Okay.
So she sat down with him in 1970. So I guess he was a coach then.
Yeah.
And she said, how long have you been married? And his answer was, too long. It was his first response.
Poor wife.
Then he reached inside his jacket and pulled out a greeting card. He handed it to me. The front showed a picture of flowers. I assume this was a card he intended to give his wife. I opened it, and inside it said, what a fuck?
What's your reporter's name? I'm going to look her up.
Diane Shaw. S-H-A-H.
Oh, yeah. Diane returned the Shaw.
So, yeah, what a fuck. And then he was just sitting there smiling at her, which my first thought was, does he just carry this card in his jacket in case he runs across the chick he wants to nail?
Yeah, I think he does. Diane S-H-A-H?
S-H-A-H, yeah.
Okay. Let's see if she's hot.
She says,
she's hot.
I stared at the card. Had he bought this specifically for me, or was this something he did all the time? Don't flatter yourself, he did it all the time. I suddenly felt bad, but I wasn't sure if it was for me or for him. I closed the card without a word and handed it back to him.
Ooh.
She also then asked Mickey, well, what are you doing during the off season? And he had replied that he liked to hunt and fish. And then she wrote, well, I asked what he hunted for, thinking maybe deer or grouse.
Beaver.
Pussy.
Mantle replied with beaver. A naughty euphemism for a woman's genitals.
That'd be beaver.
She wound up at dinner.
Let's go sniff out some beef.
she went to dinner with Mickey that night, Mickey Mantle and his pals, and the Slugger threw back some drinks, as he wanted to do. As the evening wore on and Mantle kept drinking, he became tipsy and at one point nearly fell off his chair. Later, we walked her along Central Park South. He tripped on the curb at 6th Avenue, and for one fleeting moment, there was my hero laying in the gutter. Mantle scrambled to his feet and said, "New shoes."
Said what?
New shoes. book comes out Tuesday. Oh, the Mick.
Did you find a picture of her? Goddamn shoes.
Well, she's... Mickey did drink a lot, I suppose. You know, her looks could be insignificant.
Wow.
I found pictures of her, but nothing that's... nothing from, that's like, old that shows
like,
her young.
She's like 90 in these pictures. I mean...
Well, she was a 90 when they take 40 years.
She's not hitting
off
on her now. I need the older pictures.
There's one picture that I found of her where very good and a very nice body.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does she look like on the cover of the book? Oh, there's no picture in the book. Goddamn shoes.
Yeah, she seems to be avoiding the pictures.
Well, like you said, she's 90 now.
Return of the Shah.
By the way, the breaking news on Vince Scully is that he has fallen.
Yeah.
And could not get up, and he was hospitalized.
That's sad. He could not get up.
He was unable to get up.
Oh, boy.
And also, Jason Davis has died of a fentanyl overdose.
That's Greasy Bear or Gummy Bear? I can never get those two
gummy
straight.
Gummy Bear.
Okay. Yeah. And the Greasy Bear is the one that was with Paris Hilton when they were ragging on the Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. And I was also
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest f***ing sweaty orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it comes out freckles. It's orange and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
There's also breaking news on Louis C.K., whose $2,800 donation to Joe Biden was turned down and refunded. Although, even though Joe has been accused of sexually assaulting seven women now.
So does that mean they're just going through every single donation and vetting them? Joe's not going to end up with much money if they do that. And then I was thinking about it. And shouldn't Louis turn around and just donate the $2,800 to Trump and see if they return it? Because they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't.
So why does he just do that?
He probably doesn't like Trump.
Well, did Joe Biden mention this on his podcast?
he should have Louis on.
We have no new information on Kim Jong-un, by the way, except that Dennis Rodman is praying for him.
Oh, that'll work.
And the reason I'm really bummed about this is that I know that when we find out what's happened to Un, I'm going to have to see Dennis Rodman crying again. How many times should I have to see Dennis Rodman cry in my life? I mean, well, honest to God, I've seen him cry like 20 times. He's the biggest baby.
When is he not crying?
Why is he
all home? I couldn't even go home.
You know, they like parades there and the card flipping, as we've talked before. So imagine what that funeral would look like. And Rodman will be there.
Kim Jong-un.
Picture. He'll be asked to eulogize him. And no one will understand a word.
In English.
He likes rockets.
Or Korean.
By the way, it appears he has pod faded in spite of what I thought was an on-point podcast. Dennis Rodman on the rebound, where he talks to a young couple that he doesn't know. That was the funny part. That he has two complete strangers to him on the show, boyfriend, girlfriend. And they describe their relationship problem. Dennis tries to sew it back together again. And then if they don't get back together, then they're on the rebound, I guess.
Oh, cool. Didn't that show really...
It makes a lot. The title of the show made so much sense.
Didn't that show jump the shark when he had this person as a guest?
I'm not work material.
Didn't he have her on? And we were like, well, she's not on the rebound from anything. She got kicked off Instagram.
Well, she was on the rebound from that.
Oh, well.
I guess.
I suppose so. I don't know.
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
What are the odds that Rodman didn't nail her, by the way? You know he nailed her. So do you want to hear Biden's new episode?
Oh, boy.
Here's the deal. It won't take that long.
Let me mention first that if you're locked in, it's made you realize your house is too small, or you're actually in the market for a new home, or you already were, it's time to call our new realtor sponsor, Lindsay Broadwell. When it's time to move into a new house, whether you're buying, selling, or both, Contact Lindsay Broadwell. Your house is one of your most valuable investments. That's why you need an agent you can trust that knows the business inside out. She started her career at Hall Financial, and I'm sure she works with David extensively, helping people get good mortgages. And now she's an expert in real estate, and she'll make sure you get the most out of your house, that everything goes smoothly, by finding you a new home that fits your lifestyle. Buyers, sellers, especially first-time buyers, contact Lindsay at BroadwellHomes.com or 248-767-7767. Licensed realtor at Remax Nexus. That's BroadwellHomes.com.
Another piece of Biden news. Do you see the story about Osama bin Laden wanted to kill Obama, President Obama? Not because, you know, he was the president of the United States or anything, but the plan was he would put in quote, totally unprepared Joe Biden in charge of the United States.
Hey, and if you can remember, Biden asked everybody in his cabinet whether or not he should kill Osama bin Laden, and Joe Biden said no, don't kill him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you meant Obama asked everybody. Yeah, and Biden's the only one that said no. To which, when I saw this story, this declassified report that came out from, you know, all the stuff they got from bin Laden's compound, I'm like, would Trump use this in a campaign ad to say even Osama bin Laden wanted Joe Biden to be president?
Yes, he would.
I think that'd be a good
absolutely
line.
Would.
So his new Here's the Deal podcast with Joe Biden. Once again, they've made great strides because they're only about 20 minutes now. It's not as terrible as it really used to be. It's still pretty awful. Jay Inslee was his guest, which I know.
Who is Jay Inslee?
Governor of Washington.
Oh, that's right.
Fought with Trump.
I've heard of him.
He's huge about the climate. So this was a special Earth Day episode.
Excellent.
And I'm going to spare you a lot of the ass kissing in it because it's so clear to me that Jay Inslee is trying to be in his cabinet.
Yeah, boy.
Incredible Governor Jay Inslee. You know, the coronavirus hit Governor Inslee's state of Washington hard.
So his intro, you know, he shortened his intro. It's about 50 seconds, and then Inslee talks, and Biden has a name drop, and see if he can spot the edit.
You're going to be reelected governor, but everybody's looking to you. I was telling you the other day, I was on the phone with Al Gore talking about climate. What? We were talking about you and about what you have
they
to
have
do.
Any experience?
Look, I know you've been dealing with the coronavirus.
There's another one right there.
Ever since Washington State became one of the first states to have an outbreak. And the state of Washington was the first place in the United States hit by this pandemic. And in those early
days. Don't you just love him dropping Al Gore's name, too? So Inslee's rambling. Inslee, by the way, has the worst story. So I think even Biden was spacing out during it. Inslee's telling some boring story about some guy he met who was showing off his truck to him because he works in renewable energy. Boring.
So the point is,
the guy I know.
So Biden's going to end up cutting him off here from his story.
And he's bored?
Yeah. And plus he has to get to the important questions.
Now we know that truck's going to be electric pretty soon too, and because those are coming on big time. And so the point is, you're going to be able to meet people all over the country who realize this is not some pipe dream. This is take home money.
Well, I think it is too. Today we're going to take one question.
Buffalo
that sounds Grove, like a post production edit.
I have a question for Vice President Biden and Governor.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Wait, where'd you come from?
And I'm wondering if you can both tell us what you do to de-stress.
Relief from the anxiety.
Oh, that's such a hard question. Oh my God, that tells us so much about how the country's going to
jerk off. Yeah, exactly.
What do you think Biden's answer is going to be?
Talk to his grandchildren.
Yes, that he gets to that. That is one of the things he does to de-stress. The other thing he does to de-stress is basically say that he does the same thing Inslee does, which is ride a bike, which I just don't believe.
Is playing with my grandkids again. You know, this has been a stressful time for all of us, and that I really look forward to that day, because that actually is the ultimate relaxation, and I know we're all looking forward to that.
Is it?
Well, you know, it's funny. You and I didn't talk about this before, but it's the same thing with me.
Question.
I love to ride the bike, although now I have presidential secret service with me, and there's a lot of them, so it's kind of hard.
So he can't get lost as he's riding his bike on the streets.
That's the price worth paying to save America.
Jill doesn't have to track me down anymore.
I didn't mean that, but I work out every morning, and the other thing we do is we do a whole lot of Zooming with our grandkids.
All of them?
Yeah. For real. And like yesterday at 5 o'clock, all the grandkids got on, and our son, daughter, everybody.
Child? All of them?
And
latest two, I mean.
For anywhere about half an hour and exchange what we're all doing.
The latest, yes. The one before that, hell no. You know,
what?
Remote learning, because we had to close our schools, obviously. And he was given one of his science assignments.
Oh, my God. This is the worst story by the governor of Washington here. Listen.
And he was very excited. He told me on the phone a couple days ago that he got his list. This is a life list, all right? He's going to do this the rest of his life. He had three finches, one robin, and three crows. Now, that's something to be very proud of as a six-year-old, and I'm very proud of him.
He should be proud.
But whoever finds one robin,
bar that six-year-old one has. Robin,
Jesus. So, it was a very unique, very,
well,
very
low.
Meanwhile, my six-year-old's chasing birds out of our yard because that's what her dad tells her to do.
Long time. I hope we can come on.
Oh,
the election.
He's blowing Inslee off here, right? He's wrapping up the show. How many minutes do you think are left in the show? He's starting the goodbyes right now.
He's starting the goodbyes?
It's a 19, almost 20-minute podcast, and he's starting the goodbyes. How much time do you think's left?
They edited pretty well last time. I'm going to guess, since you're asking, it's going to take like 45 seconds to say
four minutes left in the show.
What?
More detail about global warming and the like, but I think, and I mean it sincerely, I think you're one of the really great governors, and you could do any job in the country.
Sleepy Joe. He's a sleepy guy.
I really appreciate your advice you give me.
And a huge edit coming up in about 20 seconds.
For advice and input, but I really mean it. And what you've done in Washington State
is... see if you can spot it.
...sequential.
Boring.
We can turn, with a little bit of luck, we can turn this god-awful circumstance we face in the coronavirus into an opportunity, but we're going to come out of this stronger.
There it is. I believe that. Well, Mr. Vice President, I'm proud to endorse you for.
Don't they realize that people breathe? The people doing these edits?
No, they don't. I think they're just exhausted from listening to it. They just want to wrap it up.
Really help us get us out of the COVID-19 crisis. You're going to bring a reasoned approach to that, rather than just ignoring doctors. You're going to follow their advice. You're going to be honest with us.
I'm so bored.
You're going to have a concrete plan for, action.
I bring nothing next to the 10 table. Years
saying
develop
goodbye.
An energy plan, so we just don't plan till 2050. I know that you have efforts to really do things in the next 10 years, and I'm very excited about this. I want to mention one other thing, though, that you should know, and that is that at this time of great anxiety,
I think Inslee rambles as much as Uncle Joe does.
God, he's awful.
To give people comfort and confidence. And the reason I said that is that saw you help families. I don't know if you remember this, but you were out at Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington.
I do remember.
Years back, and you were comforting four families
who lost
their soldiers. And I watched you tell them the story about how your grief that you had in your life has over time turned to the joy of memories. And when I talked to those families, that meant a lot to me.
I love the phone, Nancy boy!
That human connection right now.
I want you two to kiss each other.
You got a unique talent to
trade
your heart for theirs. And I just want to tell you, I can't wait to start providing that to America.
Well, thank you very much. Look, I've received,
Joe has no idea what he just said.
So much support and empathy for the things I've gone through in my life and loss of family and like. But and I know you do know.
That's sad.
Think of all those people out there today who are alone, who are, and whether it's related to the coronavirus, that's what they're suffering from or not.
I agree.
A friend of ours
starting a new
told
podcast?
Us how they had to say goodbye to their mom over telephone. Another friend who visited her mom in a nursing home. Thank God she's not dying, but putting her hand up.
Who downloads this regularly? I want that mailing list.
It's just me.
People just, but there's so
hey, check it out on Chartable.
Who have stepped
I bet
up.
He's still ranked.
So many people have stepped up. You know,
you
and I have talked before about my notion about we had to return the soul of America.
What's it calling a new soul of America? Here's the thing is Alex Baldwin. He ripped off Alex Baldwin.
I've been through in a lot worse without the help I've had, without the family I've had, getting up every morning, putting one foot in front of the other. And it's a remarkable country.
Works out.
It's a remarkable country. We can't forget these people, though. Once we're out of this, we can't forget them. We have a way to the institutional
podcast circumstances. Has gone up. It's number 62 of all podcasts.
It's all that great editing.
We can change it. I think the American people. It's
people
like
listen to something because it's horrible. It's got 4.3 star average rating.
How consequential they were before.
Freedom.
Never understood just how important that person stacking
as long as goodbye.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That person driving that mail truck is. just how important that person is who walks into the hospital and is behind you after they've rescued you. I mean,
I'm not worse material.
I pray to God this is one of those moments where we move beyond where we were, not just back to where we were. Anyway, with your help,
hear that edit? So,
thank you.
We get a good Joe in the White House, that's going to happen.
Well, thanks, pal. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And a special thanks to
Tease next week.
Stay
safe, stay healthy. Look forward to seeing you, Gum. I hope I can keep bothering you on the telephone, though. Thank you.
Wash your hands.
I did before I came down. I'm going to got my mask when I
keep
walk
it up.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's that. Okay, bye. That's exactly what whoever's listening to this is thinking.
Kiss each other.
Okay, let's see. Here's some of the reviews. Just the kind of mind control I need to hear during these difficult times. He's got my vote.
Mind control? He can't control anyone's mind. You got to capture it first.
Great guest and discussions.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boring. Boring.
Just listening to Joe talk about previous presidents and the current situation is refreshing because he actually knows what he's talking about. We need him right now.
Oh, boy.
Let me find some lower rated. Tara Reid, not too impressed with the guests so far. How about one of your old staffers? I would like to hear that.
Here's a good review.
Listen to him. He's got words to say.
Obviously Sped Up Podcast is sped up, obviously. He barely breathes. He doesn't say a signature amount of uhs and ums.
I don't think it's sped up, but I would not be shocked if they added out uhs and ums.
The guy is lost. Joe Biden should retire and go to the park to feed the pigeons. He's completely lost. Here's one. Ugh, boring! What a windbag. I'm going to bill him for my wasted time listening to his dreadful podcast.
Is that from Drew?
That says bitch at the end, though.
It doesn't really. It's got to be. It's, okay.
It's one of our people.
What's the name?
It's Francis J. Fox.
Oh, okay.
Joke. This show is utterly ridiculous. It's showing he's not at all comfortable with technology. The editing on this show compares to that if some preteens and a voice recorder. Questions from his guests are obviously staged and soft. Much like most of the meals he has to eat. It's cruel.
But that's the thing is, he has a lot of power. He could get somebody very good to do some editing. And you know what? He needs a host. He needs someone who can carry the whole flow of the show and then ask Joe Biden questions. Not having Joe Biden interview people because he's trying to transition. He's thinking of segues and it's just terrible.
Brad, it sounds like you think there's a lot of potential if you could fix this yourself.
Honestly, wouldn't you think that the front runner of the Democratic Party, who is the nominee, who is going to go head to head with Donald Trump in just a couple short months here, don't you think he would have tip top equipment and tip top editing and tip top production?
I would think so, but there's no one who could help make this an interesting podcast. No one could make it good. You could make it less bad.
I'm
going to
do it. You know what? I'm going to reach out.
Okay.
I'm going to turn that podcast into a top 50 on politics.
Ivory says, brutal. One long debate answer, so zero specifics, just speaks in generalities. You can also hear all the edits. Most are done poorly, and it messes up the flow.
Yep.
Heavily doctored audio. They've sped up Joe Biden's speech. I came here to become convinced Joe Biden was our guy, but I'm very disappointed. You can't keep polishing a pile of excrement and expect it not to smear.
Good line. Here's a 5-star review.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
How long has it been since the last time I asked?
About 20 minutes.
Okay, I got to get a Diet Coke. Can you guys kill a few minutes?
Sure.
All right.
Sure, why not? Okay, I'm worried about
it. Yeah, I'm all right.
Can you bring some of those quesadillas down? Fat ass is starving.
Yeah, he's got to go get a quesadilla, right?
Until it was clogged the other day. And it's just,
I haven't even been contributing to that. Normally, I would take at least 3 dumps a day in toilet.
I know. Let's see. There's probably a bunch of old stuff I haven't gotten to. Hey,
I'm going to my mailbox right now to find out some of the stuff that Drew doesn't want me to talk about so I can.
What do you mean? Oh, from your prep?
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember that volcano that exploded and everyone died? The one in New Zealand? The one that blew up?
Yes, where there was actual video of it. And
yeah. Did you see the update to it?
No.
So there's 2 survivors, right? Mm-hmm. They were the people that flew. I'm sure I know you've seen the picture of that burnt out helicopter.
Right.
It was the pilot, and they've started talking about, you know, it's happened back in December, about how they survived. And it's crazy because the chopper started going down, and they jumped out and jumped in the water and held their breath for 2 minutes while this thing was
blowing. I don't want to get smogged out with geothermal blowout toxins.
Isn't that crazy? The chopper landed, and then it was thrown all over the place. The water around them had all this yellow dust and sulfur on it. I thought it was a pretty wild story. It's out there online if anybody wants to read it. It's pretty
How many
crazy.
Deaths were there with that volcano?
That's a great question.
I know that there was a handful, and I know that many people survived the initial blast, and they were trying to make phone calls from the island itself. And it's funny because the day that it blew up, you and I went there on Google Earth.
Yeah.
And you can walk around there, and sure enough, there's all these people who are like testing it. So it is kind of something straight out of Dante's Peak, you know, where they're like, hey, it's going to blow. And then it fucking blew.
47 people were on the island when it erupted. 21 people died.
Yeah, since it's halfway around the world, you know.
No one cares.
Really? I mean, to be honest with you, it happened, that's New Zealand, right?
Yeah. Let's see if there's any other stories. This is going deep. This is a while back. Remember Jennifer Doulos, the missing woman? Phostos killed her?
Yes. And then Phostos Doulos killed himself.
I don't know why this came out later, but I don't know why it came out at all, but it was revealed that she had dated both Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose when she was in her 20s. And they're pretty much older than her. But then those two guys, the kings of Me Too in the media.
I'm trying to think if we had heard that before in the past.
Well, the story's a little old. I held on to it, but I just thought it was really interesting. In the early 90s, Lauer was in his mid-30s, the rising star of the Today Show. Charlie Rose was in his 50s. She never felt used by him. And this friend of hers said that, I don't think she'd be able to relate to the Me Too movement. She seemed content to exchange her youth and beauty for their power and glamour. Nice talking ill of the dead. Lauer, let's see, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But they, of course, deny that they had been with her, which I don't know why. What does it matter? It was so long ago. I just thought that was really weird to see two people to date the same person. It's those two, which, you know.
Well, one probably introduced her to the other, to be honest.
Well, I wonder what she got out of it.
You know, that was in the long string of, you know, we saw a whole bunch of kind of true crime happening right before our eyes. We had Chris Watts, and then we had, I don't know, a couple others.
And now it's all
gone. Now, the Phostos Doulos one, that was very anticlimactic. You know, you thought, you know, here it comes. We waited and we waited and we waited for him to get charged and, you know, be put behind bars. And here he is going out for runs with his tether on, and everybody was snapping pictures of
him.
Everybody knew he did it.
Didn't they have a nice happy ending, though?
And then they just let him, but still, they just let him go home and kill himself.
Yeah, but at least we didn't have to go through a trial.
Sure, ultimately it saves money, but wouldn't you rather see that guy have to suffer behind bars? Fuck him.
Yeah, you're right, and suffer through a trial. I just, you know, the worry is that he would get off. And actually, the bummer about
right
him killing himself. Yeah, you're right.
Why are we just letting everybody, and Aaron Hernandez? I mean, if you...
Yeah, I don't know. The sad thing is that she still hasn't been found, right? And maybe there could have been some kind of deal cut for... Although, didn't he chop her up? So
chopped her up and he put her in bags her in different garbage cans all throughout the city. So there's bits and pieces of her at landfills all throughout.
Another dating story that's more fun is... Do you know who Babyface is, the producer, R&B star?
Of course I do. What was his big hit in the 90s?
I have no idea.
Come on, he had a real big hit.
I thought he was better known as a producer than an artist.
But he had one big one.
So he's been doing all this stuff on Instagram Live and like taking questions, and he told this story, and I honestly can't figure out. The story's so weird that I want to say it's true, but it just doesn't make sense when I tell you. But he starts talking about Michael Jackson and that. Michael once called him, and he answered the phone, and he heard, Babyface? And Babyface said, yeah? Do you know who Halle Berry is? Do you know Halle Berry? Babyface said, yeah, I know Halle Berry. Could you do me a favor? I want you to call her, because I want to take her out on a date.
What?
And Babyface said, what? Call her. I want to take her out on a date. So Babyface reached out through an agent because he didn't have her phone number, called and got a message to her manager, and he said, what?
Baby I need said, another beard.
Said, yeah, I guess he wants to take her out on a date, and then he was waiting to hear back from Hallie. But, you know, obviously she never got back to him. So what was Michael's motive in asking Halle Berry out or wanting to ask Halle Berry out? Is it part of him grooming the world?
Well, let me ask you this. What year did you say that was?
In the 90s at some point.
So I'm assuming that it likely happened around the time that he was being accused of some things. And, you know, what better? Hey, I'm with the hottest girl in the world.
Yeah.
I like pussy so much. Ugh. All I do is just eat it and touch it and stroke it.
Ugh.
And I stare at it.
In reality, I'm just staring at a bunch of buttholes.
No, it's not true. It's not buttholes. It's Halle Berry's holes.
I don't know. That whole theory about him grooming the world, it's just, I really hit the nail on the head there. He convinced everyone he was just wacky.
Well, careful. Don't post that on social media. You will get beaten down.
Let's see. What other old stories do I have that I can get rid of? I've been carrying them around with me forever. Oh, there's a new filter that blocks out dick pics on Twitter. That's a bummer. For direct messaging, it's a stupid story. I'm just
you mean
I,
it can scan?
It
like it knows it when a penis is there?
Yep, you got it. It's kind of a dumb story.
Well, it's going to look weird when like hot dogs or there's got to be things that are phallus looking that it's going
to
blur.
We haven't talked about, Billy McFarland trying to get out of prison, right? Because of COVID-19.
Well, we did briefly touch on the fact that he wants to get out because he feels you know what?
I don't think we talked about it.
No, we did. We talked about both he and the pharma bro because Martin Shkreli wants to get out because he's a big pharma dude. And
he's engaged,
like
by the way.
Fix it.
You know, this is announced today that Martin Shkreli's engaged.
Oh, really?
I don't know why that's a story.
But Billy McFarland, yeah, I did see that.
He has pre-existing conditions.
He's got an idea, right? Isn't it to...
Yeah, that's
the
what
first
I was
idea
to.
That I remember was something with him and helping out prisoners.
This is what his lawyer said. He has a pre-existing condition that makes contracting COVID-19 easier and which increases potential to suffer severe health issues and death if he does so, including being diagnosed with asthma as a teenager. His lawyers also noted that he had heart issues while behind bars and is on the extreme scale of the allergy spectrum. Have you ever heard of
I'm on that, I guess.
Really?
I've never put it that way.
But the real reason he wants to get out is that he's got a new project that he swears is not a scam. He's launching an initiative called Project 315 to bring together and connect in-need inmates with their families who are affected by coronavirus. They're going to pay for calls for as many incarcerated people around the country. Basically, you put money into this account so they can make phone calls. It's really expensive to call from prison. However, there's no way the scamster is going to let it go through. Isn't he going to take it all?
And then once he's out of prison, what does he care? That he's currently telling all the inmates that he's in there with so they don't rape his butt.
He said on this letter that he posted on a website, because he's already got a website that's collecting donations for his Project 315. He said, how bad I messed up. I lied, deceived, ultimately hurt many people in the pursuit of what I thought would be a successful business venture. And, of course, the guy that started the Fire Festival, which was all a lie. And what was the What was the credit card that he had before that?
Card for millennials.
Yeah, it was a total scam. What I did was absolutely despicable, and the responsibility for the damages caused starts and ends with me. My friends are contributing off the bat, so we'll help get the first few thousand families, and we'll go from there. I have a small business team of 4 or 5 people. Who would still work for Billy McFarland? Who would work for him?
Well, Andy King got pretty famous
he's not going to work for him anymore.
How do you know? He's actually he still kind of talks about Billy in high regard in a way. Plus, he's making money off Cameo because of that.
He also made
money off of that documentary because of that. I'm sure that Andy King would give him another shot.
Pull up Cameo. Let's see if Andy King's got anything new.
I've seen him do them.
We talked to him. I thought Andy was a fine gentleman, and he was
he's a real nice guy.
But why would anybody want a Cameo from him?
Because it's the dude that was willing to
$75.
I don't know if I saved that clip. I'm checking right now. Let's see.
I got to his office fully prepared to suck his dick. Will you suck dick to fix this water problem? If you will go down and suck Cunningham's dick, who's the head of customs, you will save this festival.
Oh.
He does a bunch of them. He does.
Why?
Here, check it out.
I bet he does good ones, though.
Hey there, Gareth. It's Andy King from the Fyre Festival wishing you a happy 23rd birthday. And I'm sure a couple of months ago you weren't going, oh, hey, can't wait for my birthday because we'll be in lockdown and I can't celebrate with my friends. Well, kind of feels like Fyre Festival, right? Yeah.
75 bucks.
I got to his office fully prepared to suck his dick.
Like taking a big one for the team. You know what I mean. But you know what, Gareth? I feel like this time it's giving me a chance to reflect being stuck at home right now on all the...
I got to his office fully prepared to suck his dick.
Cool things I love and all the cool things...
Well, we were talking... We never talked about Billy McFarland trying to get out of prison right now.
Oh, of course.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Where was that Coke at 7-Eleven?
Well, I was doing some show prep upstairs, too. I was actually watching the beginning of NBC News. And
let me guess, coronavirus? Breaking news, coronavirus?
Yeah, there was a little bit of news on the coronavirus. They were talking about the casinos in Vegas and that great interview that the mayor gave with Anderson Cooper.
What an idiot.
I know, a total dope.
Although, didn't she seem to fit like what you would think the mayor of Las Vegas
A puppet.
Yeah.
Because... the casinos and the strip run the city, and you know, we know that.
Yeah.
Now, that state, they don't take state tax from state residents. There's no state tax.
Yeah, yeah.
So the casinos are pretty important.
Sure.
And I don't know how they're going to fill that hole, but this conversation about opening casinos is ridiculous. It's like the last place we're worried about right now.
But they're going to add spaces between the slot machines, and they're going to limit the people at a table. And,
yeah, good luck with that.
They're going to have temperature checks at the doors, and they're only going to have like one entrance.
The gambling addicts will find their way into the casinos one way or another. But, I mean, honestly, is opening casinos something we really are worried about right now?
That's not essential. It's essential to the government of Nevada.
Well, yeah, it is. But
that's about it.
The other thing is, it's kind of interesting about the conversation, and the mayor was such a moron, I'd rather just leave her out of it. But if Nevada and Las Vegas, and I don't mean casinos, but just Nevada proper and Las Vegas proper, if they aren't ready to open up, who the fuck is? Because they've had, I gave the number yesterday, was it like 150 deaths? 150. Mm-hmm. Michigan's got 3,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, are their hospitals prepared? Do they have a curve? All that fun stuff.
Deaths is just not that big a number. I mean, take out the seniors, and what are you talking about?
127 for Nevada. Now, some of these numbers, I keep seeing different numbers that just blow my mind. Like you were talking about the other day, how when you watch cable news, they have a ticker basically scaring the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Ding, another died. Ding, yep. Another died. Ding. And now we saw 3 weeks ago, it was a big story because, oh my God, the Navy ship that has 500 bed that's going to help save New York City. It's finally here in the harbor. We saw the picture of the ship in front of the Lady Liberty. What's her name?
Statue of Liberty. And all these people came out. Yeah, not social distancing at all.
All these people came out in a crowd to see it because, oh my God, this Navy ship with the big Red Cross is going to save us. After 3 weeks, 170 people total went to that ship.
An average of
170?
An average of 9 patients a day.
And now it's gone because I guess we didn't need that ship. What the hell is that story all about?
But we've seen that here, too. You know, that they've made it feel
This is New York City. It's supposed to be the hot spot. It's supposed to be where everybody is dying. Spot. Everybody has it, sees 170 Brandon, patients in 3 weeks.
Brandon, it's about preparation, to be prepared, to make sure they have the beds so they're not overwhelmed. So what that means is, the social distancing and the shutdown's actually working because they can treat patients and patients can get better and they're not overwhelming the hospitals. It's better to have more beds and a lot more beds than not enough beds. I'd rather they go, you know what? We don't need to use the TCF Cobo Hall to treat people. We don't need that. I'd much rather have that issue than going, oh, shit. It's all about being prepared.
I don't understand it.
It was a colossal waste. It cost a lot of money to do it.
To do what?
A lot of money.
To bring that boat in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but isn't it worth it? Don't you want to err on the side of having too many beds than not having enough?
Well, but when you see that big ship, you think, oh, my God, the world is ending. We need this ship. And you're broadcasting it throughout the entire United States. But then you don't even tell anybody. I only had to read about it. There's no big story on the news that shows it leaving New York because, hey, turns out we didn't need it. No. They sold you that fear factor of it coming in, and everybody went out to go see it.
No, I understand what you're saying. I understand what both of you are saying. The fact is, you know, when I was watching Cuomo every day, we're talking like 3 weeks ago. It was actually, 3 weeks ago when it came in, a little over 3 weeks ago. And he's been on TV every day for 4.5 weeks. And, you know, for the longest time, it was, we don't have any masks. We don't have any ventilators. I mean, it was like, yeah. Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Nobody's doing anything for the state of New York. And it turns out now they're loaning generators to people. And
Cuomo talked about that. He said that those facts and numbers that they were using were based on the federal models of the illnesses that they would have because they weren't prepared to have them stocked beforehand. So they were playing catch up. And thankfully, they didn't need them. That is a good error.
I
err on the side of having too many.
No, I don't want those people to be under undue pressure, but obviously the model was not correct. They did not need
the model was correct, and shutting stuff down has really quote unquote flattened the curve to the point
it was shut
where
down then.
I
mean, it was shut down at that time when they got the boat.
Yeah, good.
So I you know, it is when you see that ticker on the TV, you know, every time you turn on the cable news, it's frightening. It's like,
that's
overwhelming.
Cable news, though. That's what they do.
Right. And that's what I think it's having an impact on people, though, is that, you know, and you know what? I heard this conversation yesterday. Was it Cuomo? Oh, yeah. It was a reporter who was asking about opening up New York. And this is, again, Cuomo had said that New York, the state doesn't have two nickels to rub together. In other words, the state is basically going broke right now.
Yeah, as a lot of states are.
Yeah, because not only is there no revenue in the state of New York for over a month, but people are moving out of New York. People are moving out of the city, mm-hmm. which is very expensive. And so you have tons of taxes. People are fleeing the city. In fact, real estate agents are saying, yeah, we're having a bonanza of people who are saying, why am I paying these outrageous rents and this outrageous cost to live in a city that's going to have nothing, you know, extraordinary when we come out of this thing. I mean, we're not going to be able to do any of the things that made it worthwhile to pay these ridiculous rents. So she was asking about the economic situation, and Cuomo comes back with, you can't go to a restaurant. But you know what? I'd rather not be able to go to a restaurant than be dead. And he brought all these examples at the end and said, then be dead. Like, everyone is going to die. Everyone is not going to die. And everyone doesn't have to die.
Sure.
If people wear masks and they're prudent about their activities, it's going to be different than when we were all out there before. It should be different. And I don't know why there's this belief that we are such morons. We can't possibly avoid just giving this to each other, you know, in the kind of numbers that we've been giving it to each other before we ever did anything.
Well, the question is, are people going to do that? Are people going to be safe? I think now.
Well, the feeling I get is that we cannot be trusted. We have to be told to stay at home. And by the way, while we're staying at home, still getting coronavirus.
Sure.
So we're staying at home and somebody isn't, and they're just passing the virus around. If you're shut down for 5 weeks, there should be no coronavirus.
Yeah, except that a lot of people that are getting it are people working on the front lines to help the ones.
Well, yeah,
that
but those people
it
are being—they're—they're. They know they have it.
Yeah.
They're taking their temperatures. I mean, other people who are going to the hospital.
I heard Beaumont is testing all their employees now, every single one.
Yeah, they got 38,000 people, and they had 1,500 that had it last week or a week ago.
Yep.
But
and you know, there's a lot of people that work at grocery stores that are starting to get it too.
Well, again, that's.
But it's not going to be
zero.
And it doesn't need to be zero. It just needs to be to the point where these hospitals aren't overwhelmed and everything's caught up. And it looks like we're getting there.
Well, the Novi was supposed to be 1,000 beds.
Yeah.
It's 250 beds because that was, again, another overcalculation.
Good.
And I think you're seeing a lot of these issues where there was so much panic that we overreacted.
But that's because when it's done right, nothing happens. You know, the benefits of what you do aren't seen because you're not, you don't want stuff to happen.
But, you know,
they don't just make.
We can overreact all we want. And that might be the safest thing to do, to constantly provide too many, you know, with, if you watch TV for any length of time, 4 weeks ago, you would think no one has anything. Everyone's going to be out of everything in no time flat. Well, somehow
if you watched it 2 months ago, it's like nobody's even sick in America.
Yeah, no, that's true. And nobody was worried about it either. People really weren't worried about it. People were going about their business. And so by facing up to what's going on, people have made adjustments and they're staying at home. And the people that apparently can't be trusted and have to stay at home are being victimized by people that are still out there doing whatever they're doing because people are still getting the virus. How are people still getting the virus?
Because
there are planes going here and there, and people are going here and there, and people are at the beaches in Florida, and, you know, people are at the beaches in Arizona. Do you see the spring break? Not spring break, but it's a spring break site in Arizona. Just fucking, great. I think it's Lake Mead.
Great.
Just a morass of great. People.
Excellent.
So the people who are responsible are suffering and unable to do shit in terms of supporting their family because of irresponsible people who are, you know, the bar is not that flat. If you look at the United States compared to Italy, we're like a month behind Italy now. How did we were supposedly a week behind them.
What do you mean we're a month behind them?
Look at Italy's curve compared to ours. Look at our graph. It's still going up and to the right. It's not flat.
Sure. Well, it depends on each state, though. I mean, you can look at the whole states right here, each one by one, and see how.
Well, that's you know, that's why I thought Nevada was interesting, because if you've got 126 deaths in Nevada and you can't open up Nevada, then how are we ever going to get down to 126? I mean, we have 120 deaths a day in Michigan.
Let me see if I can find the one thing I was looking at, which has the rate of spread by state.
Yeah,
which I thought was pretty interesting because you can see how it dropped down. Michigan's basically at a 1-to-1 spread right now, which is actually on the worst part, the second half, the worst half. Can't find it, though. So, I mean, a lot of the stuff they're doing is working. And, you know,
it's working.
If you want to talk about an overreaction would not be opening stuff up for another year, which isn't going to happen.
Well, we'll see what an overreaction is when it's all over. I mean, we can't possibly know now. We don't know how. I mean, there's the unemployment levels, though, are going to reach depression levels. 1933, we're talking 25% is the projection. I don't know whose model that is. But,
is that if we don't open up by X date?
No, that has nothing to do with opening up by X date. That's if we go on the pace we're at now, which is people are opening up in the next few weeks. Illinois announced, by the way, that was just part of my show prep. They have extended to June 1st now, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
a state that is also in terrible financial shape. Terrible. And they have no revenues coming in. I mean, they've got a city with, what's Chicago, 6 million people?
I don't know.
It's a lot of
people. So looking at this one site that COVID Act now, which is kind of an interesting site to see how each county is doing. Illinois is doing the worst. One of the worst states right now for cases growing exponentially and actually flattening the curve.
Illinois. Evan has been at home. He has barely left his condo.
He's responsible.
In over 5 weeks. Now, in 5 weeks, that's when they shut down Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut down Illinois. Why are there so many cases still? What the fuck is going on? Somebody isn't doing shit. While we're sitting home on our asses trying to flatten the curve, some people are out there just spreading the shit out of it.
Well, a lot of dense living there, too.
Well, that's another thing.
If you're sitting at home, if you're quarantined at home, you should not have it in a couple weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but not everybody is.
But then they're not responsible.
Work at grocery stores.
They're not doing their job. They're not being responsible when they're social distancing or whatever they're doing. They're obviously not doing it very well. Or we don't know what to do to do it right because
there's always some bad apples.
Right.
What do you do? Just open it up.
How can the curve be? How can they be having more though when they've been at home for 5 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
you
got to admit, I mean, that's pretty incredible. If you've been sitting in your place, your own house, and Evan has a job and he's not going to lose
Ooh.
It. And and I think his employers told him that in Illinois, they won't start till July 1st is what they're predicting.
Yeah.
But that's a guy that has a job. You know, he's going a little nuts being at home. He's got a 3-year-old, so, or 2.5-year-old. So it's a little, it's not easy in a 1600 square foot condo with him and Alyssa and Brooke, but they're managing, they're doing fine. But
Illinois' rate of infection is 1.12, which is the 9th worst in the country.
Okay. And they've
but you
been,
mentioned
he's been home for 5 weeks.
And you mentioned living, you know, in a close proximity. Obviously, we're seeing that the biggest areas that are hit are areas that have a dense population, people that live really close to each other.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that that has anything to do with, and we just saw Governor Whitmer start a task force to figure out if coronavirus is racist or not. Do you think it happens to be...
Which is pandering.
That, well, I'm serious. She started a task force for that, specifically to find out.
8-foot-tall Gilchrist is in charge.
But, I mean, do you think that that is because of maybe the proximity that certain ethnicities live with one another?
Yes, and poor people.
Well, there's also... If you watch Tay Crispy and some other things, you'll see that a lot of people are not being terribly careful in Detroit.
Yeah, but the poorer you are, too, the more people you tend to live with.
That's true also. But if people are staying at home for all this time, shouldn't it be closing in on zero? Well, and I know it's not going to be zero, but I mean, shouldn't it be closer to zero than this?
4 weeks ago, just look at this little screen. This is 4 weeks ago. These are the infection rates. Right, from person to person. Washington's the only one under a 1-to-1 infection rate. Here's 3 weeks ago. Here's 2 weeks ago. Here's last week. Here's the current one. So you can see that it's lessening.
Wait, the current one, you just pushed it up.
Well, these, no, it's just reorganizing them.
You have stats that are far worse than the ones that I use.
But I mean, you can see overall.
But if you're
it's
home,
going down.
If you're home for 5 weeks, why would it not be almost how? I don't understand how that works. No, I know you can be symptomatic for a couple weeks before you get it. So then, if you add the 3 weeks it takes to get rid of it from there, that's 5 weeks. That's every guy that's either symptomatic or has it when those 5 weeks start. That should be over.
I want to have all 8 strains injected into my forehead, and then I want to be sick for a month. I'll isolate by a month. That way I can just go out and do anything.
Yeah, once you have the antibodies.
Sure. Yeah.
I wish they could just inject it into my face now.
At your age, you'd probably be fine. There are very few 35-year-olds that are dying.
Why don't you just, just go to the ER and start licking everything, Brandon.
I wish I could. Kristen would kill me.
Yeah, that's how you would die. If the virus isn't going to get you, your wife will.
You know, the idea that all these these people who are not compromised, who are under 50 years old, are going to just be dropping like flies is not true.
Well, I think I was telling you before the show, I'd love to see we talked about it yesterday, the risk analysis of, you know, if there's going to be 1 million more people that die, let's see what the ages are. Let's see what
Did you see the nursing home number?
Yeah.
11,000.
See, that's people.
That's 11,000 in nursing homes out of 48,000. That's almost a quarter, and that's not all the elderly people. That's just the ones in nursing homes.
Now, there's also been outbreaks in certain apartment buildings, too, because there's a lot of shared facilities.
But we just saw Elizabeth Warren's older brother die of COVID-19 despite having cancer and the gout and pneumonia, and he probably had halitosis, and he had all these different things,
and
yet
diarrhea.
They're attributing it to coronavirus. Yeah. How many of the other people?
And how many people, though, the opposite of that is how many people have died that it's not attributed to coronavirus, or it was. You don't know.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, Brandon. Is what you're saying is basically that we're having the shit scared out of us. And I think we had the shit scared out of us for a long time now. So a lot of people feel like, oh, my God, I don't want to die. And a lot of people who think, I don't want to die, are people
scared.
Are people
did you ever
who
think
aren't
all along
going
that you,
to die?
Did you think you were ever going to die?
Me, personally?
Yeah. I mean, I never did.
Not really. No, because
I'm scared.
I don't want to give it to my parents.
I think that I know what to do. I work at home. I'm not going to go out without a mask. I'm not going to get in a group of people or go to a concert or something.
But you're responsible.
Right. So, but that's the assumption with keeping people at home till July or till June or whatever, is that you're not responsible and you don't know what to do and you can't take care of yourself. So we're going to take care of you. And I'm just not, you know, when I'm counting on the government to take care of me, I'm very worried.
Well,
the virus.
That's okay. I don't see it that way.
Maybe there are a lot of people.
I agree with you, but I don't see it that way.
Maybe there are a lot of people who want the government to take care of them, and they feel better that way. Like, oh, you know, Big Brother will take care of me. I just don't. First of all, I don't trust Big Brother. I'm not a big anti-government person, but I just don't.
I don't think anybody wants that.
I don't think you ever count on the government to do a great job for you.
I don't think anybody wants that, though.
The devil's trying to give me the flu.
Well, some people do. Some people love, you know, benefits and programs.
It's a fun life they're living, huh?
If you don't want to do anything, if you like freebies, or you think it's a freebie, I guess it's okay. But what's that noise?
Sorry, I'm just blowing it out of the studio.
Getting rid of COVID-19.
Yeah, I don't think he did a very good job either. He said he was blowing the virus away.
Yeah, well, but so look at all those idiots that they talk to, and those people don't believe it. There's a lot of people that don't believe it that aren't going to listen. Now, I think it's a lot smaller than what people are led to believe.
Well, I don't know why they ever made exceptions for churches. I understand the Constitution, but, you know, at that point, all those people were doing was making it worse. And the point of us sitting at home being good little doobies was pretty pointless if people are out there, you know, in groups like that. It's like, what the fuck? Yep. I mean, they're not even trying.
I know.
So, you know, and
Georgia.
And I know Tony Spell was arrested. They all should have been arrested, in my opinion. Yeah. They should have said, fuck you. You're going, you just go to jail and sit there until this is over, because you can't be held you can't be responsible enough not to gather 500 fucking people, you moron dope.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
So, you know, I'm not really not worried about myself. I work at home. I don't have anything to worry about. I mean, I'm worried because, you know, obviously if our advertisers disappear, that's a problem. But
so I mean, basically, Drew, you're just advocating for people to actually do their jobs and stay home. It just sounds like we need a message out there that could just tell people to do that.
We both know that we shouldn't be here.
Everybody can call the boner line and complain to Brandon now.
No, I just it's just very difficult when, you know, there just isn't a lot of today on the news. It was interesting. NBC led with a lot of economic data that was horrible, just horrible. And that, there hasn't been much of that. It's really been mostly, you're going to die. You're going to die. Look at the death totals. Look at the virus totals. And, you know, and we don't have masks and we don't have ventilators. And you know, it's a lot of horrible medical stuff that will affect a certain group of people in a terrible way. Not most. Not by far. I mean, by far the most.
Oop, that's why the shutdown's not going to go on forever.
Well, but, you know, now we're facing another problem, and that is going to be a big problem. It is a big problem already. You know, they had other numbers in the poll today. 28% are worried about putting food on the table. 28% can't pay their mortgage or their rent. That's a fucking huge number. 17% unemployment.
Yeah, I use many stats.
That's in Michigan, I think. 17%.
Right, because we are getting to that next month where rent's going to be due, and then possibly another month. And there's people who are just not going to pay it, and they're just going to see what happens. You can't evict people into the streets during this time, can you?
Yeah, no.
Nope, but the people who aren't able to collect rent, that's a little problem for them, too. How do they pay their mortgage? I mean, if we're going to just print money, if we can just print money to get to find our way out of this, then I don't know why they don't just print everybody $100,000 and we'll just sit at home forever.
Well, because for a while. Would spend it on the wrong things. and then you have inflation.
Well,
by the way, Michigan does have the big mortgage relief partnership with a bunch of lenders out there. So,
yeah, but
I got to say, a lot of private.
They'll put it in the forbearance. You still got to pay it back. I mean,
of course.
But yeah, they'll say, hey, 3 months. You called up your mortgage company.
Doesn't that show to you though that this country was on some pretty good financial stability? Unlike OA, that's why I hate when
we were.
But a mortgage company is one thing. Is every single renter going to be doing that? Are they going to say, hey, don't worry about it at your apartment building, or the guy who owns six, you know, the slumlord who owns a couple of different places?
And how many people aren't going to pay rent because they just think, I don't have to fucking pay rent.
Sure.
Yeah, there's going to be those people too. So,
like, I even felt weird paying my taxes. Like, I had to make, I had to write, oh my God, because I'm still battling 2017, 2018, and now 2019.
I should make less money.
And I'm paying future for 2020. Anyway. I had to write 7 checks to the government. And you could have waited. I just felt weird sending them all out because nice I was like, you know what? I didn't hear
could,
that. I'm
Brandon
sorry.
Could have a whole nother podcast series on that topic.
I said, nice accountant.
Well, after sending out seven, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder in a couple months if like certain people are going to be, you know, things are going to be waived by the IRS. I'm wondering if I should just sit on this and hope it goes away.
But well, I told I you Trump should just for his reelection go, part of my reelection, we're going to just, we're not going to worry about the tax season for 2020. It was too messed up. Just forget about it. We're going to focus on it going forward.
Just and another thing, call it a wash. I haven't gotten my stimulus check. Is that, is no. everybody gotten theirs yet?
I have not gotten mine, no.
I don't think I get one, but I know I haven't gotten one.
Well, I mean, I typed in and it said that it couldn't determine whether or not I was eligible. Here's another thing.
1099 employees.
Some people had really successful 2018s and not so successful 2019s. And how come it's pulling from my 2018?
That's
basically,
why
yeah. if they would have used the 2019 taxes, I'd be getting a lot of money. And if they were using my 2018, I wouldn't because I was working two full-time jobs.
I believe you can resubmit it.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about that. Yeah, I was reading a story about it.
Another one of the clips they had in the news where they had two people crying who cannot get, they cannot seem to file for unemployment. And they, you know, they're making, they're calling 30 times a day. They're doing this, they're doing that. They can't get on, the website's crashing and on and on and on. And I don't know what the number is, but it's a pretty high number of people who have been unable to or have not received unemployment checks yet.
Fucking shit.
So again, you know, depending on the government to bail you out is tricky business. There are always people who will be, you know, will fall in through the cracks.
Well, like I say, have you seen the, you know, if your last name begins with this letter or this letter, you're supposed to apply on this date for unemployment. What? The website can't just handle people applying whenever?
Well, it's a overwhelming amount of people. I mean, that's why people, you know, were calling the telephone 50 times a day and they couldn't get through.
You don't think Chase.com gets a lot of visitors in a day to pay, you know, their credit card or their mortgage or a bunch of stuff? It's just it's, you get out of it what you put into it, and we all know how much they fucked up the whole unemployment website.
Yep. Now, I'm really not, you know, as far as the current situation, I'm really pissed that, you know, for all of us who have done the right thing or what we've been told to do, and then, you know, oh, the curve's not bending. That's crazy. We need to work harder at doing nothing. It's frustrating as hell. But the other part is, you know, I'm just worried about the other side because, you know, this talk about a second wave. Well, a second wave's going to happen because, again, people can't do the right thing. They'll either they aren't careful, they don't wear masks. Well,
we have to open the economy back up too. So.
Yeah, and when we open the economy back up, there are people who are afraid to spend money. There's people who don't have money to spend, and there's a lot of businesses that are going to go by the wayside. So a lot of jobs are going to go by the wayside. So we're going to. It's like, you know, there's a lot of rebuilding to be done. It's going to be hard.
Don't you think it'll be a lot quicker than the Great Recession?
You think
it's
going
to take 7 to 10 years?
Well, I didn't feel like it took 7 to 10 years.
It did.
From 2008?
Yeah.
I don't know, by 14, 15, I felt like we were okay. I mean, it seems like we're certainly going in the right direction. I mean, by a lot. We could have come out of that a lot. I mean, look at all the infrastructure money that never got spent on infrastructure. I mean, that's what I mean about government. Oh, my God.
Well, that's Obama being very slow in economic recovery, and he wanted a consistently, you know, a consistent growth, not one that spiked and dropped.
I agree.
Whatever. I don't think that was the time for it. But
what's interesting about, you know, these budget holes that the states all had punctured by the Great Recession was, you know, spending did slow down. But remember, most people were working then. Mm-hmm. You know, what was unemployment? 8%, 7%? Mm-hmm. I mean, Detroit was really high. But the blowholes in these state economies, I just can't imagine. Like Illinois, which is already in horrible trouble. I mean, they've sold their future.
Did you hear what McConnell said?
No.
No blue state bailouts.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so no money for New York, which Cuomo then, I think he tweeted out, he goes, New York puts in about $131 billion into federal taxes.
New York gets so ripped off.
And they get back, and then I forget what he said. You know, obviously Kentucky gets more from the federal government than they put out.
Yeah, there's some real upside-down cases. New York is one of the worst in their, I mean, not in their favor. But, you know, but if you think of 2008, it's like that was a slow, you know, less taxes coming in, less tax, houses going down, less property tax, less sales tax, people not spending. And we've just gone from, oh, wow, things are great, to zero, close to not zero.
Depression, recession, man, it's all the same thing, man.
And now we have to climb back up with a group of people who many of them are unemployed and many of whom aren't spending money because they're being careful. I mean, do you want to spend a lot of money on something right now?
It seems like some people do.
What?
I don't know.
He doesn't work. I mean, he loves it. He loves it.
People with piles of money will always spend money.
I don't like ever spending money, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
No, I mean, you know, a project or something, or, you know, redo the bedroom.
He's painted the house.
Because they were talking to, they were surveying people who are working, who were saying, I'm not going to spend money the way I was spending money I'm worried.
Yeah, so that's a fear.
So that's another fear. You know, as fearful as people are currently more afraid of the coronavirus, but my fear is that very soon we're going to have a lot more fear about how to support your families, and that's a horrible fucking thing.
Don't seem to be as fearful as they were a month ago.
Well, I mean, a big question is: are all these people who got laid off, who got furloughed, who got fired from their jobs? Are they going to get their job back? Or are some companies going to use this as an opportunity to maybe cut some of the fat, get rid of some of the people they didn't like?
That always happens.
No, it's like...
Well, that means a lot of loss of health insurance, which could, you know, add to the death toll.
No, there's a cost. There's a health cost,
too. Yeah, but dead people add to the economy problem, so...
No, you look at this luxury hotel, to me, is this luxury hotel chain that got $59 million. This small business, quote unquote. Yeah, to me, that was
what chain is it?
That,
you know,
they have all different hotels. They have Ritz's, they have Marriott's, but you know, naturally, their business is gone.
The Holiday Inn.
Nobody is renting rooms right now, so they have no business.
Yeah.
So, in spite of getting $59 million, what does this guy do? He protects his bonus and he lets go of 95% of his workforce. So that's not a guy who's looking at people. Those people at the top, they don't always look out for little people. They fuck them in the ass when it comes down to what's more important, my bonus or fuck 10,000 people. They'll fuck 10,000 people in a heartbeat. Not everyone. There's some really good people who do care, but they're generally the minority. I mean, people don't get successful by giving everything away.
Did you see one of the hotel chains that got the Paycheck Protection Program loan that shouldn't have got it?
Oh.
Who's in charge of it?
Who?
Gordon Sondland, the former EU ambassador.
Why does that make me laugh? I should be crying right now.
I don't know, because it just shows.
I know, it's just so funny. You know, I mean, Gordon Sondland, he was the big asshole, wasn't he?
Trump got rid of him. He was the EU ambassador.
Oh, he was the guy. Okay, he was the hero.
Communicated to the hero. Well, he testified, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was the hero of the left when he testified, and now he's stealing small business money.
He's got a hotel group that has a dozen properties, including three in Washington.
How many employees?
It's pronounced Gordon.
How many employees?
It doesn't say. Well, why was it ever written that it's 500 workers per location? That was just,
you know, asinine. Well, and leave it to someone to decide, oh, we've got seven subsidiaries. We don't have 7,000 employees. We got so many subsidiaries, there's less than 500 people. And they apply, and nobody checks into it, and they get all this money.
Three publicly traded companies overseen by Dallas hotel owner Monte Bennett borrowed 58.7. That must be the one you're talking about. They got 50 PPP loans together.
Fuckers. Separate. You fucking assholes.
You know, if you get a bonus there, is their accountant.
No, you know, companies like that, though, they have the people to finagle the system. And, you know, little people like restaurants and nail salons and hairstylists, they don't, you know, they don't have these kind of brains laying around the office.
Jay Alexander Holdings, you know, Jay Alexander, wonderful $15 million loan.
Oh, good for them. How big is that company?
$10 million for Potbelly. Their market value is $74
million. Oh, so they probably got 500 people. Good for them. All right, get us out of here. We got to watch the NFL draft.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm only going to watch the first five picks.
I'm so excited, even though there might not be a season. I mean, doesn't it lose just a little bit of cachet?
Yes.
I know people are excited. I'm not trying to take people's excitement away. I'm just not that excited about it.
Something different.
It's something to watch. I really feel like the Lions are going to pick that cornerback.
I know. Boring.
I know. With a third pick, picking a cornerback is just, I don't know, there's something dreadful about it, isn't there? Like, we just had a good cornerback, and we're hoping he'll be as good as Slay.
You don't think Miami's going to jump to draft an offensive tackle? Or... I don't know. If they, whenever I hear all that noise on sports radio or wherever, I just go, well, if they do, okay. If they don't, okay.
Did you read that Tua had some two organizations considered him failed physically?
Yeah, Tom was kind of talking about that, yeah.
That's kind of intriguing, isn't
it? He's been injured a ton.
Yeah, he's got a bad he's got a bad wrist, he's got a bad hand, he's got a bad hip.
But you know what? A lot of those, you know, so there's so many smoke screens, too.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about the draft. Nobody really knows.
I just think the Lions' problem is they have two people who are desperate to win this year.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And there's a lot of...
That's why Okuda can help them.
Good long-term. Yeah, that's right.
That's why they shouldn't have been retained.
I don't know why. A cornerback, though, I mean, honestly, how much difference... You just gave up. So you're just replacing Slay.
Yeah, for another guy.
Just like we seem to always replace people. Like Ndamukong Suh, we replaced with the guy from, was that fat guy?
Snat? Was it Snat?
No, the guy before
Haloti Ngata.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just go round and round and round. Eric Ebron leaves. Waste a first round pick on
Hopkinson. They got to get rid of the salary cap. Let them spend money like crazy.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
I've got to pick a good fantasy team.